You know, this means fuck you in some places.
That's why I did it.
Oh,
yesterday
shit.
For 551, I hit him with this at the end. I'm getting every place to fuck off.
Why isn't Tonovich in two? What?
Holy shit.
How the hell did that happen?
Good question, Ben.
He's living rent-free in Joe's mind.
That's so weird, though, because we had Joe on.
There's there Joey.
Oh, no.
Joe was hiding from everybody.
Who could have seen this coming?
Yes! No one saw Joe just showing up out of nowhere.
Surprise, motherfuckers!
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Good to see everyone.
Yeah, I hear you're a big fan of Antonovich here, Joe.
I love Russians.
You
I always have, yeah. And he's a friend to the show, so yeah. He's a friend of mine. You know?
Joe was actually heartbroken by the Mueller report when it was found out Trump wasn't colluding with the Russians.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
That was one of Joe's like big things, why he supported Donald Trump.
Any ally.
Yeah. Yep. He also loves vodka with pickles.
Antonovich, that was your cue. I'm not going to be an asshole here. I'm just saying. You were supposed to say something.
I'm so tired that fucking Mueller report, Russia collusion bullshit. I'm not even going to comment. I'm not.
What are you drinking there?
Dude, I already told you.
Is it a Russian? Is it a Russian
coffee.
Mule?
It's a coffee mixed with whiskey.
Yeah,
it's for the audience.
Is it vodka and pickle juice?
You got really great performer instincts. I told you.
I think he's drinking a white Russian, he said.
It looks like a yerba mate, like I'm drinking. Brought to you by Guayaki.
Guayaki.
Someone sent me this video of a politician in some other country, and he comes out to get sworn into office to Star Wars music.
What?
Yeah.
Словом для принесения присяги предоставляется Голдуну Юрию Владимировичу. Прошу всех встать.
I was kind of hoping it was the Cantina Band. Well, that was very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Or the Empire. Music.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping it would have been. But...
What were you hoping, Antonovich? I didn't
so. No comment. He's not allowed to talk. He's being hushed by the Mueller report. Report's closed.
Yeah. He was informed by Vladimir Putin himself to not say a word. If someone asks for him to talk about it, he'll be like, I'm so tired of it.
I'm so tired of it.
I get it. Okay.
It's damn Mueller report, what's going man. On.
Just tired of talking about it, guys.
I mean, there's a reason I quit my job. You know, I got that paycheck from Putin.
Yeah.
It's working out pretty well, dude.
I heard you worked at FedEx.
Yeah, no shit. You read the fucking general chat. Discord. Good for you. You could read.
Then you would know it was UPS, you fucking moron.
Oh!
Doesn't even know his own cover story.
Got him!
Asswipe.
Cover blown!
You took the bait like a dumb fucking halibut. What's wrong with you? You tard? You need to correct me when I say FedEx and it's UPS. I don't care if they fired you for being a lousy fucking Georgian. Terrible people.
What do you mean by Georgian?
He's not even Russian. He's Georgian. Look at him.
Like Atlanta Georgian?
Look at him?
No.
Wasn't Joseph Stalin Georgian also?
Yeah.
He was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Very handsome, too.
Yeah, unlike me.
Yes. You can say that.
I think we're all kind of handsome.
Except for the one on the bottom.
But me. I'm handsome.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I wanted... We just got done watching an hour and a half long movie. The 1998 Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., starring David Hasselhoff.
It was kind of amazing. It predicted 9/11.
It actually did. There's a scene in the movie where they point nukes at the Twin Towers, and it stops there. It's like...
They're pointed at the Twin Towers, yeah. And the Twin Towers are wedged in the middle of the nukes.
Yeah.
Twice in two different shots.
Yep. And there's a part where Nick Fury is telling this woman what number on a keypad to press. He accidentally tells her the wrong number at first, so then he's like, 666! He says it like that in it. Yeah. And we weren't even looking for this crazy shit, but there's some weird Illuminati shit.
There's an Anton LaVey body double.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
It's a guy that looks like powder.
Powder on there.
There's multiple guys.
Yeah, we just watched that, and it's being uploaded right now, and it'll be on Patreon and Subscribestar.
For the Patreon.
For the $10 patrons. Very soon. I wanted to show you guys the trailer for it. Here it is.
Nick Fury.
Come this way, Nicholas. I have something else I want to show you.
Samuel L. Jackson looks so much younger here.
Black don't crack.
This is the trailer? They spoil...
Based on these come.
What are they?
They spoil the robot body double in the trailer?
W4 forms.
This is actually a big plot twist.
And withholding statement.
But it's also the trailer.
The human resources department insists that you sign them.
It's like showing who Kaiser Soze is.
Things have changed, Nick.
The trailer.
Bean counters have taken over the world.
Bean counters is racist.
Yeah.
That's racist. They're openly racist here.
You know, I don't want to play too much of this, but yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, they spoil this too?
The trailer's as long as the goddamn movie.
It's just it's all not. The spoilers.
Well, that's funny. Yeah. Yeah, check it out. It's pretty amazing, to say the least. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I feel retarded after watching it.
Not to mention, Ben got a new weed.
We were in the store coming back here, and we thought we were trapped in the movie. Ben.
Yeah, we were walking out of the store because after the movie, we went to get some drinks, and we're walking out the door, and everybody at the doorway, there was firemen in like Agent S.H.I.E.L.D. outfits, but they were firemen.
And there was really ugly secretary type.
Really ugly blonde secretary type, and this really weird looking dude, and they're all laughing like bad actors.
Yeah.
There was no joke.
They're going, it was oddly, vaguely sinister too. They're going,
it was so fucking weird.
At first we were like, weird. The second time they went, and we were like, really weird. And then the third time we were like, we're still in that fucking Hasselhoff movie. Yeah.
And Joe and I both got in the car and we were like,
yeah,
I feel like that was from the movie. Why was that so fake and weird?
If you are already retarded and you watch the film, I hear it reverses the process.
Yeah.
If you're not retarded, though, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there goes your brainwaves.
It's done.
We have to let JF's girlfriend watch this.
So, Antonovich, please watch the fucking movie.
No, I'll pass. This looks like garbage.
It is garbage. We watch garbage movies. This movie blew our minds, though. I couldn't wait for it to be over, but there were parts I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it got paused a couple of times.
Yeah, we don't normally pause them. We usually just,
a playback at one point.
Yeah. Yeah, the Twin Towers scene. I'm like, holy shit.
Predictive programming.
Because this movie came out in 98.
Yeah, Matt Groening's got nothing on this.
Yep.
It looks better than a fucking early Fantastic Four movie, though, like from the 80s.
Oh, man. That was just to hold on to a license, as far as I understand.
Yeah.
They wanted to renew their license, but a deadline was coming up for producing something with
Didn't you guys cover it? Like, didn't you guys a review of it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember watching that, dude, like, throughout the half of the movie, I'm like, what the fuck is this movie? And then, like towards the end, I figured out, oh, it's a fucking Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
Like, there was no indication there was a superhero movie at all.
Yeah. Yeah, you hardly see any superpowers. Like, the Human Torch never turns into the Human Torch. Like the fire Human Torch. Mm-hmm. Mr. Fantastic only stretches once.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty much only once in the whole movie.
And the Thing is just like a homeless man covered in cardboard boxes.
He's a guy in a really bad-looking suit. Costume.
But at least Jessica Alba's in it.
We'll have to watch it again.
No?
No, this is the 94 Fantastic Four.
Oh, with the guy from Nip Tuck.
Oh, yeah, I think, Yeah, I think he was in that.
He played Dr. Doom in the Jessica Alba one.
Yeah. Oh, never mind then.
He's in both of them.
Is he?
He's the Thing in the first one.
No, he's not.
I guess I made that up.
Okay. I think, okay, we should turn on 9/11 mode, but instead of drinking, because no one here has anything to drink,
we should threaten to bomb some.
Oh. Joe turns into intellectual Joe.
Speak for yourself. You got a whole fucking bottle.
Dude. Oh, and Antonovich drinks.
Excellent.
I got 2 weeks off. I got nothing else to do. I'm already fucking bored.
It's true.
I'm a sweet boy. Today is our last day to hit our goal for the bonus show. This might be a rush, so I think we got to bring out
the zappers.
The zappers, yeah.
Might be that.
We might want to charge the controllers then. Plug in the controllers.
The zappers have been plugged in. I'm going to plug in the controllers.
Yeah, yeah. The zappers have been plugged in for days, so they're good.
I still am twitching from the last time. Just strange. I can't taste anything.
The last time I zapped myself, I did it like on my shoulder. It's way worse when it's on your neck.
Yeah, it really hurts, and especially when you crank it up to 100.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
I did that to myself, too.
You did it on 100?
Oh, yeah.
Were you in the privacy of your own home?
Even before you got it, I've had it on 100 before. A few times. It's bad.
So we got the controllers charging and the next charging. What is it? If we hit our goal, then you'll both wear a collar and shock yourselves?
Yeah, we'll shock each other at the
you
same
both
time.
Will?
We'll hold each other's remotes and we'll shock the shit out of each other.
You won't?
I'll hold my own remote.
You hold your own remote?
Yeah.
How about we just give you guys each a remote and we won't know.
No.
We won't know if it's yours or not.
How about you do that?
I'll put both collars on and let you guys shock me.
Okay.
Both collars.
Okay.
I'll let you both control
you guys
the fucking
You guys should get like an actual potato with it.
I think it'll be like almost like you and Joe reliving Battle Cam all over again.
Yeah. Oh,
you guys zapping each other. You guys each hold each other's remotes.
Oh, no. It's like
you
going
guys,
home again.
You guys.
I don't want to do that.
You guys
I don't want him to hold the remote.
You guys are both going to have a nice little shock. And I will let both of you shock me. That's the deal.
Yeah, that's the one with Jeff Bridges and Jessica Lange, the 1976 King Kong.
Has the Twin Towers smashing helicopters against the side of the building.
Yeah.
The first Spider-Man movie that came out, there was a scene where there was a bank robbery at the World Trade Center or something.
No, it's not at the World Trade Center, but he runs by it.
He runs by it?
Yeah.
Hey, I was supposed to abstain.
All right, so now, Joe, you must become intellectual, Joe.
You better play some highbillies, too. We have to find the highbillies. I don't know where they're at. Okay, I'll hold the remotes when you guys each have your collar on.
No.
And then you guys can each hold it when I put both collars on. Hi, Billy.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it!
Aww.
Intellectual Joe, what's your analysis?
Well, obviously the man is over-medicated. what's the context of that?
This is some guy that's a huge pro wrestling fan sitting in front of a bunch of old school wrestlers like Terry Funk and people like that.
In a high school gymnasium?
Yeah, some kind of fan convention. Very, very small.
It's interesting because he's now an admin over at Squared Circle.
Hi, Billy.
Crazy Wisconsin candidate claims racist text messages were sent by imaginary friend. Digest that for a second.
Wait. You mean to tell me Drop Dead Fred is a racist?
What? That's fucked up.
Shout out to Hannibal and Monty.
Somebody sent racist texts and then blamed it on their imaginary friend.
Yeah. Drop Dead Fred.
That is awesome. I'm not usually for racism, but like blaming it on your imaginary friend. That's like when people blame things they do on Jesus Christ.
It's a manifestation God, of the shadow self, as a matter of fact. If you look at everybody, they're quite literally a reflection of yourself. So if you're seeing a projection, a racist person, we see the world as we are, not as it is. So in this particular case, it stands to reason every time we see a racist man, we are seeing our imaginary friend. Why? Because everybody is just our friend waiting to be realized. Like Antonovich and I, for example, we are soon to be true friends.
Wow.
Hi, Billy.
She thinks I was recording her daughter.
That was fucking good.
Oh, God.
We should watch that one again.
Look at the jowls on that ham head.
Hi, Billy.
She thinks I was recording her daughter.
Yeah, I like that.
We have one more.
Hi, Billy.
The Bible?
The Bible?
So yeah, guys, keep sending in your Streamlabs. We're not even halfway to the goal yet. If you can help us get there before the end of the show, it would be much appreciated so we can do a bonus show next week.
And if we hit the goal, Ben and Joe will shock each other, and I will let them both shock me at once with double colors.
I don't want to...
you don't think so?
I don't want anyone else to hold the controller
Pussy.
To shock me.
I'll only do it if you get something wrong.
No. No.
We'll do it like in trivia.
I'll shock myself, but...
Pussy. Don't suppose you sweet boys saw the picture I posted at hashtag furry.
I haven't. I will look at it, though, I guess.
I'm going to look at it right now.
Oh, no. Well, I'm gonna move forward with everything here.
Don't mind me. I'm just looking at pictures and hashtag furry.
Hashtag furry. Hold on. I'll look, too.
Problem, sir. It got me so human angry.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
And you better well learn to love it.
Oh, wow. That's exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
Who's the fox? Is that Creamsicle?
Spirit.
There's like, why are we wearing, Juggalo? You're wearing a Juggalo t-shirt.
Oh, I think that's Jeff Holliday is the fox.
No, fuck, you know what? I the reason why I played this fucking intro is because I didn't want the focus of the show to shift.
To furry porn? That was drawn of us?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh. We're already down that path.
No, I know, you fucking assholes.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I know. Why?
I'm not
your fucking phone down.
Hold on, I just about finished. Okay.
Just about finished? Okay. What? Finished what?
You know.
You nasty ass.
Checking out the cream team.
Oh, damn. There's so many of them.
So many of them. Remember, people at home, like and share this. It helps get viewership on the episode.
All right. So, Alex Jones was deposed, and in the deposition... He claimed that psychosis made him believe that Sandy Hook was
psychosis.
A false flag.
Blame it on my psychosis.
At least that's what this video tries to say. Let's check it out.
A form of psychosis. That's what InfoWars founder Alex Jones is saying caused him to believe events like the Sandy Hook massacre were staged. During a recent sworn deposition as part of a defamation lawsuit against him, Jones said that the trauma of the media and corporations lying made him believe that everything was a conspiracy.
And I've, myself have, almost had like a form of psychosis back in the past where I basically thought everything was staged, even though I've now learned a lot of times things aren't staged. So, I think as a pundit and some...
Yeah, normally they are not staged.
No, we don't know that.
Gulf of Tonkin.
Wow, when he was crazy, he thought everything was staged. Now, some things aren't staged.
He said almost a form of psychosis.
Yeah.
Almost.
I'm giving opinion that, my opinions have been wrong, but they were never wrong consciously to hurt people.
You remember in the past, Jones's divorce lawyer tried to sell the fact that his on-air persona was just an act. But according to Jones, he was really trying to get at the truth.
Well, what I'm getting at is this stuff we're looking at today, kids going in circles, schools closed, emails, EMTs not in the building, porta potties. These aren't comedy skits. This is journalism.
Yes. Well, this is punditry because I wear a journalist hat, punditry hat, satire hat.
Oh, satire, huh?
Well, satire hat.
Yeah.
Satire. Just, you know, just reading news, just, you know, just, I mean, just being a news reader. I mean, I do that as well. So I do a lot of things.
Sure.
But when I was covering Sandy Hook, I was genuinely trying to get at the truth of it.
I was trying to get at the truth by dispelling misinformation.
Punditry?
It's the only way.
Put aside the fact that the reality of Sandy Hook is not an opinion. They're real victims, real families that are still struggling with grief. Look, these media provocateurs like Jones, they know that passions...
So this is like his opinion piece here? I mainly just wanted to see what Alex Jones had to say.
His opinion on the opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jones was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't change the fact that Robbie Parker was laughing after his daughter died.
Whoa.
You ever see that clip?
No.
It's great.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure Alex Jones has claimed these sort of things before. I think when he had a divorce, he admitted some of the stuff he did was kayfabed a little bit.
Yeah.
That's why I thought when he ran into your buddy, that was fake. Because that seemed like something that would be faked, you know?
Yeah, it did seem a little weird. But the responses were real. That guy doesn't want anything more to do with it because the Alex Jones fans ran his name through the mud after he threw a little bit of coffee at Alex Jones. That's really what this comes down to, is the Alex Jones fan base is fucking is 1,000 times more neurotic than Alex Jones himself.
Yeah.
You got all these little warriors for Jones that defend him at every cause and troll and go up to the parents of these shooting victims and they just tear the parents apart like, it's all fake, you're an actor!
There's a great schism in the conspiracy community that they believe, many people believe that he's a controlled opposition. And they say that all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, they doubt everything. So that's part of it.
Yeah, he's controlled opposition. Yeah. I've heard that before.
They've been saying that for years, yeah.
Antonovich is gone, man.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
What'd you do to him?
I'm here.
Oh. Okay.
It's all right. We didn't notice anyway, Antonovich.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like you're offering a lot.
I would have.
What? I would have thought the Liquid Courage would do something for you.
No, it's not there yet. I just started drinking it.
You just wait.
Gotta give it some time.
You just wait till those white Russians kick in.
I do think some of Alex Jones' stuff is kayfabe, though.
Oh, yeah.
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 Kind of like how Vadim kayfabed having a three-way at the Applebee's.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Vadim
you know?
Is also a fake Russian, like Antonovich.
Yeah.
Georgian?
Georgian. Thank you.
Georgia
on my mind.
I got Georgia on my mind.
All right.
What?
What?
Yeah,
what?
Alex Jones is largely stick. But as somebody pointed out in the chat not too long ago, he said on Rogan, I'm kind of retarded.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a great interview.
Yeah.
I think Rogan was on InfoWars this week.
Sure, I'm not surprised.
He like gave him a little rebuttal. I don't even know where you watch InfoWars anymore.
It is funny now all of a sudden how he's saying that he believes Sandy Hook happened, though. There's all sorts of things he'll say didn't happen.
That's proof that Sandy Hook is the one thing that actually didn't happen.
Damn it. We had to have known. Once Alex Jones was on board, it was.
Do you know who lives in Sandy Hook, Connecticut?
Who?
The author of The Hunger Games.
Really?
Yeah, she does.
Hmm.
Yeah. And you know, the first unit director of The Hunger Games films, his son is Elliot Rodger.
No way. No fucking way.
Mm-hmm. I read it on Infowars.com.
I totally believe that.
It's true.
Yeah,
now.
Because, I mean, in The Hunger Games, it's just a bunch of kids killing each other.
Is that all it is?
I mean, that's what it is.
I never watched it.
You've never seen it, really?
No.
It's like there are these different, like, settlements. And once a year, all the different settlements choose children like anywhere from like 10-year-olds all the way up to like 17-year-olds to battle to the death, like out in the wilderness.
So
until there's only one left. That's what it is.
It's a metaphor for life.
Huh.
So
this is like this is like a YouTube thing?
No, it was a movie.
Yeah. Huh. Battle Royale.
Yeah. I've seen Battle Royale, yeah.
Yeah. Same idea.
You dumbass.
The one girl from Battle Royale was in Kill Bill, right?
Mm. Yeah, the little I think her name was Charlie Brown in the movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, really good.
So here's a video about AOC. She blames her growing unfavorability on Fox News.
All right, what a week. Our villain of the day.
Yeah, we're going to get the truth here.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blaming her unfavorability among Republicans and Democrats on Fox News.
Because you didn't just call her villain of the day.
There is a directed far-right propaganda machine with a whole cable news channel dedicated to maligning me. You have all the other channels that just love and support you 24/7, 365. All right. Now, have you started to notice that rather than defend these radical socialist views, Green New Deal, the congresswoman spends most of her time just blaming us for talking about them and exposing them, you know, abolishing oil, gas, fossil fuels. Let's see. The combustion engine.
Fossil fuels?
Getting rid of planes and...
The fossil fuels.
The fossil fuels.
Wow.
I'm so happy.
Nobody watches Fox News anymore.
Yeah.
Unless they're over 70.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the most popular thing to watch in like the common area of a nursing home.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, it's a relic.
Funny you should mention that, because in the FedEx dispatch, we had the Fox News plane like 24/7.
Yeah.
Really? Just on the TV. Yeah.
Damn.
That's all they fucking watch there.
You know. Destroy the economy, basically. All right.
Basically.
Before I go tonight, I want to let you know.
Basically,
I had promoted yesterday and on my radio show today that Judge Jeanine Pirro would be joining us tonight on the program. She had a really serious family emergency come up, couldn't be with us.
Okay.
I don't know the nature of it, but we always pray for her. All right. That's all the time we have left. Hope you have a great
weekend.
That's
all he had
what
to
a
say.
Week this has
okay,
been.
Whatever.
What the fuck was this hit piece?
Yeah. What? All he said was like, yeah, she's got better things to worry about, but she's just mad that we're attacking her.
And they called her the villain of the day to say that they're not attacking her.
Yeah.
In a segment where they named her villain of the day.
Yep.
And then they go to Judge Jeanine. And they're like, and by the way, Judge Jeanine.
Poor Judge Jeanine.
So sorry.
A real woman.
A real woman. Judge Jeanine.
A top-notch character.
She's not villain of the day. Her
we
family.
Always pray for her.
She's
here.
Sweetheart of the day.
Sweetheart of the day, Judge Jeanine.
Everyone, please like and share the stream and make sure you're still subscribed and help us reach our goal, please.
But he did say some truth in that. Like all the other channels, the fucking CNN, MSNBC, they all fucking suck up to AOC. So Fox News is like the only one main channel that talks negatively about her.
Right.
As it should. Because she got some retarded ass ideas in the Green New Deal.
Yeah.
Giving jobs to people who don't want to work. Fuck that.
Well, I think that the Green New Deal is like, she's taking the line and she's bringing it so far away from the center. She's bringing it so far left that now you have to talk about things that are still left of center when you compromise. And the left recently has just been just left of the right. The liberals have just been fucking centered for so long. She's trying to redraw
the
line.
Problem is, the problem is she took it too far left, but now people look at her like, okay, she's like the extreme left.
Yeah.
She's batshit fucking crazy. So like, I don't want anything to do with that. So they're going to keep moving either center or right.
I'd rather
people
have...
people don't want to be associated with her.
I'd rather have Ocasio-Cortez as the extreme left than Antifa as the extreme left.
I mean,
Antifa
but
is
she's not...
Thesis,
yeah.
Antithesis, synthesis. We're seeing a synthesis with her.
It's a synthesis. Don't put those glasses on yet. It hasn't been another 9/11.
You're right.
You've settled down, Joe. You're dumb Joe now.
Just in, yeah, you're
You're
right.
Dumb Joe till we get a 9/11.
I was just talking faggot shit.
You sick boy.
I missed you guys last show. Did you guys play the clip of AOC like right after the vote of her fucking salty ass face? That was priceless.
No, was her vote really 57-0?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Like no, but no one voted for in favor of her.
Oh, that's too bad.
Here's
and her face afterwards is just pure fucking salt.
You kind of have you kind of have a closer view of it since she's kind of local to you, right?
Yeah.
I guess she's in the Bronx. I'm in Brooklyn.
Okay,
but it's still like
it's pretty close by, yeah. Though.
Still I mean, yeah, New York City.
Yeah,
Bronx is garbage, though.
Yeah, I never went there. Like I've been to New York, but I never went to the Bronx. The only time I would probably go there is to go to a Yankee game.
I think I was at a bar in the Bronx. I think it was the Bronx. They had a $5 deal. You got a shot and a beer for $5.
Sure, whatever. You know what's so funny? If you walk around anywhere in New York, you'll see signs everywhere that say best pizza in New York. Best pizza in New York. It's like there's like thousands of best pizzas in New York, apparently.
Well, we got bad news, Joe. There was a 9/11 mode. You got to say something smart about New York pizza.
So what if
actually the thing about New York pizza is it's in the bread. There's a vast difference between the bread on the West Coast and the bread on the East Coast, and they're not all about the cheeses. They're not all about the meats. It's not Chicago. It's not the West Coast. They're all about the flatbread and the marinara sauce.
Speak up, intellectual Joe.
I'm sorry. This is the loudest I can.
Okay, get closer to the mic then.
I'm sorry. This is the loudest I can possibly get.
Okay.
When talking about New York style pizza.
Okay.
Intellectual Joe speaks softly and carries a big dick.
No. No, the New York style pizza, it's very similar to how they serve it in the old country. It's just the flattest bread, barely any crust. Sometimes there's cheese on it. They'll just sprinkle mozzarella on top, but it's marinara. It's just that, and it's all in the sauce. The sauce and the flatbread that makes it what it is.
Yeah, I would say
New York style.
I would say the major difference between the pizza I had in New York and the pizza I had in Italy was like the pizza in Italy wasn't as soft. Like New York style pizza is a lot softer, and you like fold it up.
It's crunchier in the old country.
Yeah, it's crunchier. That's a good way to describe it.
Ben.
I like that accent you did, Joe. Mozzarella. That was nice.
He's
that was
a
nice
wop.
Ben, I just dropped my very last keto Cheeto on the ground.
I don't give a shit.
That's my last one.
Pick it up and eat it.
I don't know if I should.
Do you bleach your hair, Adronovich?
No.
Androgynous.
So I guess... there's troops from Russia in Venezuela, and Trump's kind of posturing against it.
Get out.
Russia has to get out.
Did they replace Melania with a fucking stunt double?
A blunt demand to Moscow Wednesday as President Trump met in the Oval Office.
That was a fake Melania,
dude. Venezuela's interim president, Juan Guaido. The president saying that all options are open after two Russian Air Force planes landed outside of Caracas last weekend.
It's not supposed to be Melania.
Troops, retired four-star
General
Jack Keane.
That's a fake Melania, dude.
Is
that's
a Fox
not her.
News senior strategic analyst. So, General, welcome.
Glad to be here.
What do you make of this Russian intrusion so overt into Venezuela?
Yeah, it's a bold yet dangerous move, and it certainly further complicates the standoff we have with Maduro, to be sure. I think, you know, Putin is somewhat buoyed by the military intervention in Syria and the success that they've enjoyed as a result of it. Their motivation was to prop up a regime that was in trouble, and they have largely succeeded at doing that along with the Iranians. And
his head looks... His head is like the shape of a light bulb. Like, at the top, it's just so big and bulbous, and then it gets very little and thin at the bottom.
Women love Putin. You know that?
Some do, yeah.
He's just
like
a sexual god.
Yeah, some do. And he's got power and a lot of wealth.
Here. Joe, we just got 9/11. You got an intellectual Joe about how hot Putin is.
Shit. Yes, most studies suggest that Putin's IQ must be in the general vicinity of 145, three full standard deviations above the national average. His hobbies include reading long historical tomes of all countries. He reads it in three different languages. Yeah, classical education, of course. Greek, the Germanic, base Germanic, and Russian. And then he speaks a smatter of English as well, which is more than we can say about our old friend, Adronovich.
Oh. Here they are in the Western Hemisphere. They certainly are a partner to Maduro, as they are to Nicaragua and also...
Nicaragua?
Nicaragua?
Nicaragua.
Wow.
Putin's got a sick jacket here, though. I kind of like that jacket.
It gets cold in parts of Russia.
Santanovich, will you put a good word in for Putin, with Putin for us? Will you let him know that we're sweet boys?
Yeah, yeah. I make sure that he doesn't nuke you when he invades Russia. Invades US. I fucked up. Shit.
Freudian slip.
Yeah.
You hate your own nation.
So, Trump is going to... He's been saying that he's going to close the border. Just shut it down.
I'm very upset with Mexico. I think Mexico is doing a lot of talking. They have the strongest immigration laws anywhere in the world. They probably have the strongest. And we have the worst. We have the weakest, the most pathetic.
We have the weakest immigration laws. He's talking out of his ass.
Oh, this is great.
The weakest?
But he always does that shit. Always fucking brings it all the way up. He turns it all the way to fucking 11. We're the best. We got the weakest. It's either the weakest or the best. Like, there's no in between.
This is a guy that served McDonald's at a White House party and made it sound like it was gourmet fucking food. That says a lot.
Wasn't it Wendy's?
Wasn't it Wendy's too?
That is some gourmet shit. Yeah, that's the gourmet.
There was everything but Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah, basically, and there was pizza. It looked like he had ordered like Domino's.
Good Domino's pizza. No Papa John because he said the naughty word.
The most laughed at immigration laws anywhere in the world. They're the Democrats.
No fucking way. There are so many people that want to move to the U.S. and they can't. You know, so that's bullshit. He makes it sound like people can just like get on a boat and come here.
He makes it sound like people could just walk across the border.
I mean, there are places where you could in theory, but it'd be very difficult and you should bring food and supplies with you.
Wow, Ben, you're just telling them how to become illegal immigrants?
Yes.
We're huge in Mexico.
Yeah.
Laws, and I got stuck with them, and I hope Congress is going to change them rapidly. But Mexico is going to have to do something, otherwise I'm closing the border. I'll just close the border. And with a deficit like we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation. When you close the border, also, you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know.
The tremendous. I like, he makes it sound like that they're the drugs that come in from Mexico.
We're talking the uncut shit. It's huge.
Grade A booger sugar.
As I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it. If Mexico...
Get with it.
Yeah, I love that. Close the border and all the drugs will stop coming in. Kind of like make the drugs illegal and people will stop taking them.
Right.
That works 100% all the time, right? You're a fucking retard.
Drugs come in from so many different places, you know?
You know, you can fly over the Canadian border in a plane as long as you don't land in Canada. You can just fly over the border.
People do it all the time when they go to Alaska.
What drugs do you do, Bravanovich?
Alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Likely story.
Mexico doesn't stop it. And you see what's happening to women. You see what's happening to children. It's a horrible situation. And Mexico could stop it right at their southern border. They have a southern border. And they could, and they have a border that could be very well.
He's like, they have a southern border, okay? Who doesn't? Really?
Structured. It's very easy for them to stop people.
Does Antarctica have a southern border?
I mean, Antarctica's not really a nation, so it doesn't really technically have a border.
Antarctica's a continent?
Yeah, it is a continent, yes.
Yeah, so wouldn't that make it a nation?
No, because nobody lives there. I mean, technically a few people live there, but it's they don't live there under the laws of, like, it's...
How could it have a southern border?
It's not under anyone's jurisdiction or anything.
It's a continent, people live there, and they don't have a southern border.
People
can't, right? I just, you said who doesn't have a southern border, and my answer was, I don't think Antarctica does.
Right.
Do they? I don't know.
I don't think so.
They might not have a northern border, is what Ben's saying. They might not have borders.
It's all south.
They don't have a border.
It's all south.
I'm so confused.
They don't have a border. People can, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I think I'm technically right.
Coming up, and they don't choose to do it. Well, we're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars and tell them that they're not going to use their strong immigration laws to help the United States. So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
Mr. President, can you tell us?
Yeah, like Antarctica's like a totally neutral area where no one has control over it.
Here's the thing, right? Closing the border, I don't know the benefits of closing the border versus the problems it would cause, but it's a lot better than closing down our fucking government and not paying our government employees. Am I wrong there? Am I wrong for suggesting that?
I'm not sure, but Ben, you've obviously never seen The Thing.
The Thing?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Jesus. There's a biopic that came out originally in 1951, then they remade it in 1982 to a greater degree. It's about the shape-shifting alien that is guarding the borders of Antarctica. Maybe you should watch it.
There's a shape-shifting alien?
Yeah.
It doesn't guard the southern border of Antarctica.
Only the north.
Yeah, because there is no southern border.
Yeah, it's north on... It's, well, technically it is north on both sides.
Joe, you should slow the fuck down until somebody does 9/11. You don't need to be dropping those intellectual jewels on us for free, man.
Nope, no glasses. It was stupid what I just said. Really dumb.
It was dumb as shit.
It was dumb as fucking shit.
That's The Thing.
So right now, if you're not watching this on the Brave browser, please use the Brave link in the description. Download the browser. If this is your first time on a new device downloading the browser, it'll give you an allowance of tokens, and periodically they'll give you tokens other times as well. You can just use those to send to us. That helps us out a lot. And also make sure to like the stream, please.
Yes.
Here's a crazy news story I wanted to get to. That guy that swatted the man that got killed. Well, he tried to swat someone else, and someone got killed because of it. He got 20 years in prison.
Yeah.
To a swatting case making national headlines.
It might not be long enough,
honestly. In California, sentenced to 20 years in prison for making phony 911 calls across the country. One of those calls leading to the deadly police shooting of an innocent man about 1,400 miles away. Here's ABC's Will Carr.
Tonight, the man behind this prank 911 call.
I shot him in the head and he's not breathing anymore.
Sentenced today to 20 years behind bars after pleading guilty for a swatting prank that turned deadly.
I already poured gasoline all over the house. I might just set it on fire.
That's terrible.
Joe finds that very funny, though. This is the thing. 20 years might not be enough, you said. I think it's enough. 20 years is a good chunk of somebody's life. If he gets out early, might not be enough.
He was being a fucking cunt on the internet and caused a totally innocent person to be killed by the police.
And I think there was so many actions that happened after his action.
It's hard to not call it murder. Like,
well, he didn't intend to kill somebody, right? He just put the person in a position where they were killed.
I can't believe you're defending this.
I'm not defending him at all.
Okay, shut up
years,
for a second. Let me explain then. So he... When you SWAT someone, you do it with the expectation that someone could be killed by the police. There's so much fucking intent there that I think it's attempted murder. If someone dies, it's murder. If no one dies, it's at least attempted murder.
It's involuntary manslaughter.
No. Involuntary manslaughter, your negligence caused someone's death. You didn't mean to kill them, but you were negligent.
Right, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
No.
It wasn't homicide. No, but you weren't actually meant to kill the guy. That's what murder is.
Exactly. Dude, fuck so that. Fuck no. That. When you send a SWAT team to someone's house with arms blazing, with guns blazing, with the expectation that there's an armed and dangerous person inside of a place... And there's innocent people there, that's at least attempted murder. If people get killed, that's murder.
Well, the SWAT's not supposed to just murder people, right?
Yeah, that was a shitty SWAT guy. He should be serving 20.
Oh, my God. Look,
he was really bad at his
job. I'm just saying 20 years?
Listen, we were on a website that routinely swatted people.
Yeah, I got swatted a bunch of times. Yeah, I should be dead according to this.
We both did, okay?
And I don't care. That doesn't listen. That doesn't make your opinion right automatically.
No, we're not saying we're correct. All we're saying is anybody who disagrees with us is a faggot.
Yeah.
Now, before we go on, hold on. Remember Bourbon?
There was a boy on Battle Cam named Bourbon.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a boy on Battle Cam named Bourbon. He got swatted, and he was the only one that got caught on camera getting swatted, right?
I don't remember.
Now, Billy's friend, who you met, Ben, was actually the one who called in the swatting. And I love that guy. He's like my favorite guy. What?
Very sweet boy.
Yeah. Now, he didn't mean to do any harm. He was just having some fun. Some kicks, right?
That's not true.
And you're telling me that you would want that guy dead. It's just not fair.
This is not true. I'm just saying 20 years isn't a small amount of time, right? I think 20 years
is a long time.
I think it's good.
You get less for raping a baby.
What if... That's so fucked up that it's true.
It's a fact.
That's so fucked up that it's true.
I mean, that's hardly related to what we're talking about.
Well, I mean, crime and punishment?
Let the punishment fix the crime. You know?
I mean, that has... I don't care. We're not talking about that. I'm saying you should get punished with at least attempted murder, and if someone dies, you should get punished as if you murdered somebody. That's what
I think. No, wrong.
Okay.
No, he didn't know that it was going to lead to death. I bet you, if he knew, he wouldn't have done it.
Well, I think swatting
somebody... His intention was to call the cops in so they can bust the fucking door down, throw him on the ground, and, you know, cause a whole fucking ruckus.
Yeah, and ruin
and
the
that's just
the
funny.
The intention wasn't like to... have the cops bust the door and just fucking shoot him dead.
Exactly.
So I don't think it's murder. Like, manslaughter, yeah. Because that is manslaughter. It's your negligent fucking actions.
Alright, so let's pull both chats. So...
Well, look, it's the same as, like, fucking speeding
on
the highway and getting into a crash.
Hold on. One murder, two involuntary manslaughter. So one murder, two manslaughter.
You get 25 years for murder, right? It's 25 to life. Is that what
I don't
it
know.
It's usually 25 to life for one murder. It's 25 years. So 20 years isn't short of that. And this is for somebody who didn't directly... I have a YouTube friend. I won't name his name because this was in a private chat. But in the private chat, he said, wow, this guy got 20 years. He got all the fucking punishment for murdering somebody without any of the joy of actually getting to kill somebody he hates.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
I remember when he said that.
This is what it comes down to.
Yeah, it's clearly manslaughter. The only way to settle this, Ben, somebody swat us.
Shut
Dude,
up.
Send it to the studio. We'll show you how it goes.
Shut up.
Dude.
This will prove.
Fuck
the
you.
The chat is like 50-50 split.
Obviously. Obviously, like, Ben, no one's going to swat us unless I make this phone call. But
Joe, you do not make that phone call.
But just because you lost the debate doesn't mean you need to get pissy with us. All right?
I didn't lose.
He should have gotten 40 years for voluntary manslaughter. Okay? We both win.
Well, the murder, you get 25 years, right?
Yeah. First degree murder sometimes is as low as 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a crime of passion. I'm not saying that...
I say if you do it and no one dies, attempted murder.
I just think 20 years is a good amount of time to charge this guy with. If he gets off early, I wouldn't feel like that's a good amount. But 20 years, he fucking deserves it. For what he did, people who SWAT, who do this shit, they should get 20 years.
20 years seems just right, because that's not the first time he did that shit, right?
They mentioned no, he did a whole bunch
like
of it.
Before.
He did it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
This wasn't just once. It's just someone actually died.
Tyler Barris has admitted to swatting, calling authorities, and triggering SWAT teams across the country to surround the homes of unwitting victims.
Walk this way!
In 2017, Barris thought he was swatting the home of a video game rival after a fight over a bet for $1.50.
I've killed over less.
Police swarmed Andrew Finch's home, an innocent man with no connection to the game. He was shot and killed by police who thought he was reaching for a gun.
There are no words to express the toll that's taken.
Finch's family now wants the police department held accountable, while prosecutors in Kansas hope Barris's stiff sentence sends the message that swatting is no game.
It's not a joke to swat other people.
Swatting is a growing problem across the country. It can be a federal crime with a max penalty of life behind bars. Cecilia.
Okay, Will, thank you.
Well,
okay.
It is a joke. It's just not a it's not a funny one.
So swatting can have a max penalty of life behind bars?
Yep.
And this guy only got 20 years?
That's what I'm saying.
When it led to someone's death.
Yeah, but 25 to
that's
life.
That's what I'm saying.
Murder.
He didn't get enough.
Okay. Well, if you can actually get a
yes,
lifetime sentence.
You can.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I agree with the
who
family
the
as well that
now,
the cops should
I don't
be
think
held responsible as well.
I think, you know, 20
cite
years
your source. Learn. I just showed you mine. Where's yours?
Well, murder. Everybody knows you get 25 to life, 15 for good behavior.
It's so, good behavior.
Yeah. So,
but no, if you can, I'm surprised he didn't get life then.
That boy's going to be a prince in prison.
That's
and he's admitted to all those other.
So what are you going to do with his other charges? Because he's admitted to doing this all over the country.
Why,
are these all counts
it,
of attempted murders? So how many times has he attempted murder then? How many times has he
yeah,
done
he's done 100 attempted murders. Then yeah, then they should have did 100 life sentences. Yeah,
exactly. If we're going to follow your logic, Ben, doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah.
It's a little too great.
If you didn't get enough time.
If you would have said, right when you made the thing that he didn't make enough to get enough time, if you would have said, because just swatting is a life sentence
right.
in many cases.
20 years he wouldn't learn his lesson. 25 now, he may have learned something. It's ridiculous.
But yeah.
Okay, hold up. I'm reading a story in this, and I think I might actually agree with Ben in this. He pled guilty to 51 charges.
Damn.
How the fuck? Yeah, 20 years may not be enough. 51 charges?
51 swattings.
How incompetent was that SWAT guy, though? He needs to get something. Involuntary.
Did he get
he's
something?
Wasting the time. I mean, like, on top of the danger behind it, he's wasting the time of, you know, firefighters and police officers and all kinds
yeah,
of
they
shit.
Have nothing else to do. But how big of a shithead was the guy who got shot, right? Making it look like he's pulling out
he
a gun.
He actually had nothing to do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really bad. If you've ever been swatted, just do this, okay? I don't care how innocent you are. It doesn't matter at that point.
I don't care.
What a dumb idiot.
I don't. If you're answering your door in this day and age, you should not have a remote control in your hand.
Exactly.
Dumbass.
Fucking
he
idiot.
Was asking for
what was
for
he trying
it?
To do? Pull out his spectacles? Tard. Glad he got killed. Sorry.
No, it's
Ben's upset about this. Sorry,
it's,
man.
It's nuts to me that you can get up
such
to life.
Such a piece of shit.
I know.
It's nuts to me that you can get up to life for this, and he only got 20 years when someone died, and he admitted to doing it 51 times. 100%, Ben. If I would have known you can get charged with life, I would have been like, why did he not get life? Because it's 51 times he admitted to. And someone
it
died.
It wasn't 51 times that he did it. It was like 51 charges. False reports and bomb threats to U.S. different U.S. states and Canada. It doesn't go into details like what exactly the charges are.
The guy who, and it was over $1.50 bet, they said?
Yeah, one of them.
This particular one was over $1.50 bet where the guy died.
Yeah.
That's fucked. I know people who turned to swatting. Like through history, you know,
we know very well.
It's fucked up. These people are crazy. They're. You shouldn't fuck with them. But this fucking guy did it and only got 20 years when he admitted to 51 fucking times. I'm Team Ben now.
I'm Team Ben too.
I'm Team Ben now.
Thank you.
My mind. I'm Team Ben.
Yeah, I'm totally Team Ben. In fact,
Ben.
I'm sorry about the times I did it. It's a huge mistake.
Yeah, the only reason Joe and I said you shouldn't get life in prison is because we've done it a fucking half dozen times ourselves.
Exactly. But now we're going to turn ourselves in.
Yeah, no. That's not true. So this is really all the fault of the guy who didn't pay his $1.50 bet. Skeptical
oh my
Jesus.
God. Don't blame the victim.
Speaking of $1.50s, we are $1.50 away from $402.16. We have met our goal halfway. That's awesome. I don't know if we'll make the entire goal tonight.
I really hope we do.
This will be the first time we haven't, if we haven't.
Mr. Naughty Priest says, light the kid on fire. He gave us 20 through
What's up, Naughty Priest? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Everybody, please like the stream again. If you're watching right now, make...
Fire.
Yeah, there it is. This show is probably going to be a little longer to try and meet this goal. It might eat a little time away from the post show tonight. Because we gotta make the goal. It must happen. So everyone watching right now, hit the like button, and if you're lurking in the chat, say hi. Just put hi, hi in here a bunch of times.
Hi.
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 Hi. Hi.
See, people are even saying light him on fire.
I'm typing in the chat.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, look at it. It's going crazy. You can spam hi all you want. You can even write it like H-I-G-H if you want.
Hi.
Hi, John Velke.
I think it's totally reasonable when we have almost 700 viewers for... I think we should be able to get at least 500 likes before the end of the stream. I don't understand why...
Not with the Ruski here.
Oh, well,
I've disliked it myself on 3 different accounts.
Such an asshole. Damn it. So, we have a quick word from one of our sponsors. It's called PodCoin. If you guys like to listen to the audio version of the show, there's a new app. It's called PodCoin. You can go there and use our promo code when you sign up. It's Peasants. And you can earn tokens that you can get, like, Target gift cards and Amazon gift cards and shit like that.
Starbucks, just a cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah. And you get free tokens if you use our code. And here's an ad that Billy did with his golden radio voice.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that you could actually get paid just for listening to this podcast? Might sound insane, but it's true, and you can do it with the new free app called PodCoin. It literally pays you to listen to podcasts like the Drunken Peasants. Here's how it works. Listen to podcasts and earn PodCoin while you listen. Then turn that PodCoin in for gift cards at places like Amazon or Starbucks. Or, if you're a good person, you can even donate the PodCoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. Download PodCoin app right now on iPhone or Android and use our code PEASANTS, that's P-E-A-S-A-N-T-S, and you'll receive 300 PodCoin just for signing up. And if you listen to enough of us on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or an Amazon gift card on us. So listen to the podcast, or virtually any podcast on PodCoin, and sign up with the code PEASANTS, P-E-A-S-A-N-T-S, to start earning today. It'll change the way you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Not bad. Not bad.
Joseph, faggot. Also drink, bitch.
Damn it.
Oh, shit.
Do you have any liquor down here?
There's none. Do not.
I feel a sudden need to obey whenever I'm called a faggot.
I was going to have a shot. Since all I have with alcohol in it, is this
Dayquil. Oh my
Dayquil.
God, you're going to do a shot of cough syrup?
I'm going to do a shot of Dayquil.
Do we all have to drink it?
No, I don't want to drink it.
You can't have my Dayquil. It's mine.
I'll drink a little bit of it.
You can't have my Dayquil. Cheers, Antonovich.
I guess that's a step up from bleach.
Hey.
Woo!
I still have nightmares about that. No jokes, please.
I'm going to read through the Streamlabs really quick, and then we're going to move on. By the way, thanks, Antonovich, for getting us even closer to the goal.
Yep.
You're doing very well, Antonovich.
That's what I gotta do. I gotta bribe my way onto the show.
That's what I do.
I'm not creative enough to have my own YouTube channel, so that's what I gotta do.
Well, I'm gonna come.
I'm okay with that.
You should put a dash cam in your truck and post videos of that shit. Crazy shit?
I'm gonna come to New York City
I might actually do that, but since I quit the fucking job.
Oh, kind of shit.
Out of the question.
Oh, damn.
Gotta
it.
Wait. Next Monday, I'll be out.
Oh, wow.
Across the country.
I'm going to come to New York City and we're going to do a buddy cop YouTube
moment.
Channel together. We're going to dress up like cops and our entire YouTube channel is going to go around arresting people illegally. It's not like we're not actually going to be cops. I feel like every time Joe gets up, I feel like we're going to get molested. Is that weird? Is that weird?
I'm disappointed. I thought he was going to do something. I thought he was going to, like, fart in the mic or something.
No, I really think he's just going to take a piss.
But when he got up, he, like, used the table and everything was shaking.
Yeah.
A lot. So, Streamlabs, here we go. Fidel Castro, $3. Yo, I want to see JF's other half smell Joe's dick on, like, Pornhub or something.
JF! JF! I can smell Joe's dick, JF!
I like how Joe leaves when we read Streamlabs that are for him.
It's about his dick. He had to go. He has a huge ego. in a very small
Benji
penis.
Bun, $15. Billy, I love the way you say certain words. Could you say sword, Christians, Cool Whip, and knickers?
Sword, Christians, Cool Whip, and what was the other one? Nick Fury?
No, like the way British people say women's underwear.
Oh, knickers.
Yeah.
Like the New York Knickerbockers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't really mispronounce that one, though.
Yeah, you do. Mr. Blue, $2. The 1976 King Kong remake has Kong on top of the Twin Towers smashing helicopters against the side of the building. Yeah. You know, I remember they postponed the release of the Spider-Man movie, the early 2000s Spider-Man movie, because it had a Twin Towers scene
in
it.
The promo they did for it was a helicopter was caught in a spider's web in between the Twin Towers. It was pretty fucking cool imagery. But 9/11 had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Ruined everything. Boob squeeze.
Hypothesis. 9/11. Damn it, I was supposed to abstain from Streamlabs for a little while. You guys better play some High Billies too. Yeah, we did that.
We did that immediately afterwards.
Mr. Captain Snacks, $6.66. I think it's now clear to the world, intellectual Joe fucks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it says.
Yeah, intellectual Joe fucks.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and then there was Ardrich about the furry thing. Tech, $3. I have had a boner for Joe's naked form since the New Year's 24 show. Intellectual Joe is making the boner even bigger and harder. Ben, let Billy hold the remote, you pussy.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Antonovich is a good man. Okay.
Was that from Antonovich?
Yeah.
No, that was from Tech.
He donated $500 to say that.
He is a good man.
That was disappointing. Fuck you, Tech.
Ooh.
I like Tech.
Joe no more. That was from Sam the Almighty.
The Almighty.
Yeah, well, I think that was from when you're being intellectual.
You put an intellectual Joe in.
Yeah. Oh, bitches. Oh, okay.
Yes!
Okay!
Okay! Yeah!
Okay!
Yeah.
Who do you hate most in the chat, Ben?
In the chat? I'm not even looking at the chat right now.
Trust in my self-righteous suicide. We're going to get copyright strike
Carl,
for me singing these
$2.15. Here's a little something for the Sweet Boys and Billy.
That was that was kind of fucked up the way you said it, though, because it made it sound like I might not be a Sweet Boy.
That's how it was meant to sound.
Yeah,
I don't think someone would do that. That wouldn't be a very Sweet Boy thing to do.
Billy, have you ever heard that old canard that you're the compendium of who you hang out with?
Caleficent said, let's compromise and call it third degree murder.
You hang out with nothing but shitheads.
I hang out with you, Joe.
Yeah, my point exactly.
Oh.
You're a shithead.
I'm a sweet boy.
You know...
And I'm a sweet boy.
The way Joe projected flaming homosexuality as Robin in your music video, that was quite the performance.
Thank you.
He's a meth head actor.
You know what I used as my inspiration? Your real life, Ben.
Oh.
How you project it.
Oh, damn.
All the time. Whenever you have three drinks with you, I swear, it's like you're like a shot away from blowing me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Three drinks and Ben's
unless
like,
that's projection.
Ben's like, Joe, you know I don't have a gag reflex, right? Like, Ben, you're not even drunk. You just drank three drinks.
You have me confused with Jeff Holliday.
Right? Oh yeah, I forgot.
You guys look the same.
Similar.
Very handsome though.
We just missed another Streamlabs came in while we were projecting our gay on each other.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Which one of you boys gonna put a pinky in my stinky? Not me.
That girl must have fish vagina.
The stinky's not vagina, Joe.
All right.
Stinky's butt.
We're going into the next segment. Oh, and now it's time to continue the Battle of the Crazies, where we have two groups of two square off, and you, the people, vote.
Okay.
On the crazier fuck is basically what you're voting on.
Yeah, the last episode we saw Roosh V destroy the beast.
Destroy the beast.
In a battle for young girls' hearts.
And then we saw a very tight competition between Onision and... Who did Onision go up against?
Caden Cowgirl.
Caden Cowgirl. Caden Cowgirl won by a narrow margin.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're going into it. All right, so in round one, our first contestant is none other than Jesse Lee Peterson.
Oh, shit.
And it's kind of strange that his show used to be called Exploring Your Destiny, because now he's so popular from interviewing Destiny.
Yeah, who he's exploring.
Yep.
Amazing.
I want to say goodbye to America. It's over.
It's over.
My America is gone. It's unfortunate, but it's over. And
you want to know why?
The coloreds can vote?
No. You're close, though. You're very, very close.
It's something really self-defeating.
You're very close.
Short of God intervening, I don't see any turnaround.
Intervening?
I still have hope. I'm not hopeless. But I don't see any turnaround. I realize that one of the primary reasons is that it is over for America is because women are taking over.
That's women are taking over.
Women are taking over. They're in high, so-called powerful positions, and now they're running companies. They're making decisions. And not all. Let me say not all.
Not all women are taking over. Just a mega cunts.
Yeah. Lesbians.
If he's mad right now, he should be mad at Jordan Peterson for writing Agenda 43 in the early 90s.
No, that would be Agenda 21.
Yeah, Agenda 21.
The UN.
Co-written by Jordan Peterson.
No.
Co-written by Jordan Peterson.
Was he one of the authors?
He was one of the authors.
I know Gore
was. The UN,
was.
For the UN. Al Gore or Gore Verbinski?
No, yeah, Ryan, Al Gore.
Ryan,
Al
Gore?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When I said not all, he's like, yeah, thank you.
But,
yo, all, hold up. I can't get over how fucked up this guy sounds. Like, him talking in, like, the most sober state, he sounds more drunk than I am when I'm fucking blasted.
Yep.
There's got to be, like, some brain damage from previous, like, decades of drinking.
Yeah,
he definitely
because he
has
always
some...
sound like completely fucking wasted.
He almost sounds like he's deaf too. Yeah,
logical women can make sound decisions, but most cannot.
Logical women that can make sound decisions are shitting out babies and cleaning the house and cooking. That's what he's saying.
And the unfortunate thing is that they're in powerful positions. They're running businesses and things like that. And the one thing I know for sure,
they don't just run the business out of nowhere. They either start the business themselves or they get appointed to run the business because the people who own the business decide they're the best person for the job. I don't get what the fuck he's talking about.
You think Jesse Lee Peterson likes Oprah?
No, not at all.
Women,
probably not. She's black. He doesn't like black
people. And she runs businesses, and she's super fucking rich and powerful.
Cannot handle power.
As a rich person and
it's
a media
not in
figure.
Them to handle power in the right way. They don't know what to do with it. And then secondly, it's not real power anyway. Power that the world give you is not power. It's all ego building.
Power that the world
the real
give
true
you.
Power come from God. And God is the one that gave man the power and authority.
Because God never gave women the power and authority, right? Like, that was the Bible never said anything about women had power and authority. So that makes a lot of sense,
I guess.
He didn't even see it fit to punish her for eating that apple.
Damn. Yep. If women were truly respected, right? If they were truly respected in the eyes of God, they would have been punished for eating that apple. They would have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Over to wife.
The woman was deceived, but the man sinned.
Spiritually guide the world in the right way to go. And I realized...
Well, that's in the Bible, that's part of the reason why they bleed from their cunt once a month, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Really?
Just show
and,
up yeah, exclusive.
And the reason, like, why childbirth is so painful and shit.
Yes.
Is because of their
and
sin?
And in pain yeah. you shall bring forth.
So I guess the women were punished, Joe. What are you saying they weren't punished?
Yeah, they were harshly punished. Yeah. But for their mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the mistake. The serpent was punished, too. He had to roll around on his belly.
Dick. That man made mistakes in the past, but most men did not make mistakes in the past. And when men were in charge, things were tougher, you know, and more solid. And it's not like that anymore. And one thing I realized that the world has done to women, women have been degraded. Women are now... degraded.
Women are now forced to piss standing up.
From Georgetown University.
Women now are being degraded. You know, back in the day when there was like a manual on how to beat your wife legally, that you know, women were in the right back then.
Rule of thumb.
They had the right way. Yeah, rule of thumb, literally.
You may beat your wife with a stick no thicker than the width of your thumb.
Yeah.
And then the one woman's like, oh, I shouldn't have married Frankie Fat Hands.
Yeah,
he knocked the shit out of me.
Okay, so the link is in the description. I bet a bunch of people may have already voted. Let's see what it looks like.
Oh, no. This
oh, no,
is
no,
round
no,
two.
No, that's the wrong one. Yeah, that's the wrong one. Oh,
ooh,
fuck.
Steven Anderson versus Jesse Lee Peterson.
Steven Anderson is the next one, and I'm going to play him next.
Most of us think Peterson has a point. No.
No homos will ever be allowed on this church as long as I'm the pastor here.
Well, hold up. This is a catch-22. You're the pastor here.
Yeah.
Huh? Words are from the
very
mouth
clever
of a Tempe
quandary.
Pastor preaching that...
That almost sounded like something Chris Chan would have said.
No
like,
homos.
Like, while he was spurging out.
Yeah, before he admitted to being a she.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was really homophobic for years.
Because most really homophobic people are actually closeted homosexuals.
Are really gay.
He used to get trolled about being gay constantly.
Because people could tell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God's word says that killing gay people is the only way to get rid of AIDS by Christmas. He says all gays are pedophiles. He says the biggest hypocrite in the world
Listen
is the person
interview.
Who believes
this
in the death
insane.
Penalty for murderers, but not for homosexuals. Pastor Steven Anderson has agreed to join us tonight for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Pastor Anderson, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
They got him just standing there.
We're going to have to kill all the homosexuals if we're going to have AIDS cured by Christmas.
Thanks have you always hated me. Gay people? Is it something your father taught you, or is it something that you came to on your own?
It was
actually,
my mother.
No, my first husband taught me how to hate gay people.
Yeah.
I haven't always. You know, I grew up in a Christian home, but it wasn't until I read the Bible cover to cover at age 17 that I discovered the truth of what
That's
the Bible
what
really
need.
Says. Because a lot
That's
of
we need a 17-year-old unlocking the power of God through reading the Bible cover to cover to go on to kill all the homosexuals so that he could have Christmas AIDS-free, even though, ding, 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 the point of AIDS is that it kills homosexuals. Why would you want to get rid of AIDS if you wanted to get rid of homosexuals? You
right.
fucking weirdo.
Don't ever get preached from the pulpit because they're simply not popular.
I have to be honest, when I heard your sermon, it sounded like the rantings of someone who was either a hate monger or a religious zealot. And I'm wondering, which are you?
Both.
Well, I'm a religious zealot. And, you know, I love the Bible. I love God's word. I believe that the law of the Lord is perfect. And, you know,
I think you can be both.
Leviticus 20:13 clearly says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with the woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And, you know, as a Christian, I believe the Bible, and that's where I get my belief.
Yeah, doesn't
the Torah.
Ten Commandment, isn't the first commandment, thou shalt not kill?
No, the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Okay.
But, of course.
Is thou shalt not kill one of the commandments?
Yeah, he was wrong there.
Yes, it is. But what you have to understand is that the Bible commands that certain people be put to death, not by me, not by Christians. It's obviously not my job or the job of any Christian to go out and kill anybody, and I've never taught anything like that. But rather that the government's job is to punish criminals and to execute those who've committed capital crimes. And according to the Bible, homosexuality is a capital crime. And I didn't write the Bible.
Not according to the rules of America, you fucking right. asshole. Government and your church are two different things.
So what he's saying is, I don't want to kill them, but I advocate for the government to create laws that would execute homosexuals. That's what he's saying.
You have to be sure that this guy's not wearing like a polyester blend right now, or he's not like, you know, eating a hamburger on Friday.
Shrimp,
right? No shrimp, right?
Hamburger on Friday. I've never heard of that.
Isn't that you can't have a beef on a Friday? That's why they invented the fillet of fish.
That's Catholics during Lent.
I don't know these things.
Leviticus is probably the most horrifying book. Of the horrifying compendium of the Bible. It's got tons of bizarre things. It says if a woman seizes your genitals to defend her husband, you should cut her hand off, show her no mercy.
Wow.
Yeah.
If irony of ironies, it turned out that you had a gay son or a gay daughter, would you want them dead as a way to cure AIDS?
Well, that's just a fallacy that it just turns out that certain people are gay. That's just a lie because it's not random. It's not something that's just going to accidentally happen to one of my children.
Wait, how do you think it happens then?
Well, the Bible's real clear how it happens in Romans chapter 1. It talks about how God gives people over to a reprobate mind to do these filthy acts. So it has to do with them rejecting the Lord and rejecting Jesus Christ.
And I'll ask again, Pastor, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, but I want to understand that you're a man of your word. If you had a gay son or a gay daughter, what would you do?
Well, it's not going to happen. If I did, I would have nothing to do with them. That's like saying, well, what if your daughter, you know, grew up to be an axe murderer? What if your son grew up to be like Adolf Hitler?
No, it's not like you know, saying that.
What would you do then? I mean, it's just a silly question.
Well, I would still love them.
As long as you bring up Adolf Hitler, he wanted to exterminate Jews and anyone who wasn't blonde hair and blue-eyed, who didn't fit into his vision of the way.
He's defending Jews right now. The book he read from is Leviticus. That's a Jewish book. It's the first five books of the Bible are Hebrew. That's the Torah.
Yeah.
In fact, if anything, the Christians have an out on that thing. The guys like this don't take it, but their Messiah says, you're redeemed by the curse of the law, meaning whatever was said before.
This guy is.
So he's not even playing by his own rules.
He's about to make it sound like he's not against the Jews, but he is a Holocaust denier. I've seen videos of him.
For sure, but he prizes their most prized book.
Doesn't he also claim to be Jewish, though, when he goes through
police
stop
checks? Not
Jewish,
but he thinks he's like a... He thinks his church is some kind of...
Sovereign nation. We're sovereign nation. Yeah, something...
People should be. Isn't that, in a way, what you're preaching? That you want to get rid of anyone who isn't heterosexual?
Absolutely not. I'm preaching the Bible, something that Adolf Hitler rejected. He taught evolution, which is why he wanted to execute what he considered...
Doesn't the Bible also have a law that says you can't wear mixed fabrics?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He's got a silk tie, and it looks like, I don't know, a cotton mix
shirt. It can't be polyester blend.
There was all kinds of Jewish laws in the Old Testament, you know, that were followed, like kosher diets and that kind of shit.
Does it say in the Bible somewhere that you can't play Magic the Gathering cards? Because my friend's Christian mom wouldn't let him play Magic the Gathering cards.
Yeah, I think that's in Revelation.
She said it was because
of the Bible. To be inferior races.
But you
do, I don't believe
you would like to see anyone who's not heterosexual die, correct?
Well, the Bible says that everyone...
I'm asking what you believe.
I believe the Bible. I believe what the Bible says. And if I didn't, then I wouldn't be a Baptist. I wouldn't be a Christian
if
I didn't believe the
Bible. You know, it sounds like, because you won't answer what you believe, that
I did answer what I believe. I believe
hiding behind the Bible.
Hold on a second. I believe what the Bible says, that homosexuals should be executed. Let me make myself clear. I believe that, and I've never gone back on that for one second. So every Christian believes the Bible, or else they're not even really a Christian.
If you believe that, anyone who is not heterosexual should die, correct?
Absolutely, of course. That's what the Bible says.
Absolutely.
You hate gay people.
Yes.
I'm Jewish. How do you feel about Jews?
Oh, I don't hate Jews. I mean, that's just a straw man to try to compare me to Hitler. I don't hate Jews.
Why does he have an out here? If you're Jewish, you just name the Torah, for God's sake. Like, this guy's a fucking psycho, but God's sake, you can't claim you're a Jew and say you have nothing to do with what that guy just spouted off. The third book of the Torah. Leviticus, Bereshit, that's what that is. That's what he just read. That's the foundation of his life. Why didn't he say that? This reads like a one-dimensional propaganda hit piece. This is really dumb.
They're really tearing into the Steven Anderson guy. They're not giving him a fair shake.
Steven Anderson's a fucking psychopath, but that guy just claimed that he had a hand in this barbaration because of his collective identity. It was the book that he just read from.
Whatsoever.
It's ridiculous.
Blacks, you hate black people because you
of
said
course
you
not. My church is filled with black people.
Did you say, Pastor, that you prayed for the death of Barack Obama?
Oh, so now Obama and the race card comes out. My church is filled with black people. My church is filled with all races. In fact, the Bible says we're all of one blood.
Am I misquoting you? Or did you say that you pray for the death of Barack Obama?
Well, yes, I did, but Obama's white. Obama's not black anyway. He's half white and half black, so just as well as you can call him black, I'll call him white. He's a white man.
That just as the Taliban and the ISIS fighters,
the Taliban,
perverted.
Look at the guys. Look at the motherfuckers. The drunk guys in the window behind the news guy. There's a news station in Seattle where they have a window behind them, and it's like right near the baseball stadium. And when a baseball game gets out, all these drunk people pour out into the streets. You see people doing all kinds of crazy shit in the window behind them. It's crazy.
Islam and made it violent to fit their vision of the world. That's what you're doing, is you're perverting Christianity to fit your vision of the world.
Well, let the viewer read for themselves. Let them pull the Bible off their shelf and look up Leviticus 20:13, and then let them be the judge. Intelligent people will listen to the entire sermon, aids the judgment of God, and will pull their Bible off their shelf and read Leviticus 20:13.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but did you say that if people perceive you as a hate monger or your church as a hate group, so be it?
Absolutely. I don't care how people perceive me. They called Jesus Beelzebub. They nailed him to the cross.
Beelzebub.
And Jesus said that they hated him because he testified of their works, that their works were evil. That's what I'm doing. That's why they hate me.
So let's take a look and see how the voting is going so far. And just to explain how the voting works, you must be following us on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants to vote, or to go there and follow us, and then you're able to vote. You must be following us on Twitch to vote, and the polling closes at the end of this episode.
Yeah.
So that's how much time you have left. Is Antonovich still there, or is he frozen?
He's here, but he is frozen.
Yeah, I am frozen, but nobody noticed except the chat, so I don't care.
I'll fix it. I got a million things that I look at.
Well, I think it's gotcha.
Everybody's accusing me of being Jewish because I'm wearing a Brigade of Judea shirt that I got in Israel.
Can they even see the shirt?
I think so.
Wow.
Can they see
that? A little lower. Sit in my lap. Yeah, you can't break that.
Yeah, give Billy a glove.
There you go. I can see you now. Careful. Oh, nope.
All right, no. Go back.
Sorry. That's how Billy became a man. Oy vey. Joe, you're shaking the table like crazy when you sit down.
It was a reflex.
It was.
Fuck off.
It was a Goyim reflex. Oy vey.
All right, so
50-50? They tie?
How did I get a gay Billy for when he put his head close. In my lap?
Steven Anderson is beating Jesse Lee Peterson pretty badly right now.
Decisively. Because most of us agree with Peterson, right?
Hey-o! No?
All right, here are the next two contestants.
Hey, Faye family, it's Brother Mario. I pray you're having a great day. I wanted to invite you here for a moment with...
Now, I want to let everyone know that this video came out in September of 2018. So before Mario's big scandal that happened.
With me to discuss with you how I'm going to be making a very strong commitment, taking a vow of celibacy to abstain from sex.
Didn't he do this like 10 times before?
Yeah.
Right before his fucking gangbangs.
I'm going to be taking a vow of celibacy, and for my going away party, I'm going to have the godly bros gangbang all these hot sluts that I talk to on Facebook.
Until marriage. Now, I know some of you are thinking, Mario, you fell into sin. Aren't you supposed to be perfect? No, I'm actually
Slinging
not.
The cardboard
I'm like
crack at Mox Sporthouse Ballard. When are you gonna get your fix, Billy? I get a 25% discount.
You get a 25% discount?
Is that on singles or is that on packages?
Why you gotta be at the Ballard one? Fuck, that's all far away.
Yeah, we're like
shit.
Really close to the other one, but yeah. I should go by Ballard and see you soon.
That'd be fun. Like all Christians, I actually struggle. And this has been one of my besetting sins. We'll discuss what that means in a moment.
Besetting sins?
But yes, I've stumbled in this area and I'm tired of it. I don't want to be doing this anymore. I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit anymore with this. Well, with anything, but this specifically. This one is a besetting sin.
So, I don't know if you heard about this, Joe. What happened to this guy?
No.
So, he's the Vigilant Christian, popular Christian YouTuber.
Okay.
He was trying to arrange gangbangs with him, randos on the internet.
Random women and his godly bros.
And him and his buddies. And he had nudes of his buddies, like dick pics of his buddies that he would send to these girls.
He was sending them dick pics.
Like, this is my friend's big cock. You want to suck it?
You want to suck this big cat?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's... I mean, like, whatever.
It's the hypocrisy
him.
We
right,
dislike, right?
Right.
The hypocrisy. But also, we're pointing out the fact that he wasn't using these women for sex with the women.
He was using these women with men.
He was using them as condoms, basically, to fuck his friends.
Yeah.
He puts his dick in her vagina.
So
and
what are you saying, Steven Anderson?
I'm saying this woman was used as a fucking finger cuff for their homosexuality.
And that's wrong?
No.
That's how we bonded.
I love you.
I love you too.
Into one of my weaknesses. And so I'll discuss with you my testimony and why it's one of my besetting sins in a moment. But you may have seen my relationship video yesterday where I discussed with you about a month and a half, 2 months ago, me and the young lady that were together, we're courting. Moving towards marriage. I was courting, that's the point. Fell into some temptation and some sin. And we both decided that the best thing we could do is see God personally for ourselves and to get right with him. So this was...
What does he mean?
I think...
Re-virginize themselves?
I think they went on a quest to fuck God.
One of the major...
No, this is the point where he started doing the orgies, because as we all know, Jesus and the disciples used to get freaky.
Yeah, no, that Last Supper, they all just laid Mary Magdalene across the table and just... wrecked her ass
one at a time. And Jesus was like, you think my hog's big? Check out Judas. Judas, where are you?
Judas, E tu, Brute?
He was gone.
Problems, okay? And so I'm coming here today because James chapter 5, verse 16 says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayers of a righteous person has great power at its working. And so what we see here is that I can come to you, my brothers and sisters, and confess this sin, and you can pray for me.
All right, so let's see if he cries.
Will he cry?
Does he normally cry? Is he a cry?
He cries a lot. I see his eyes getting red.
Yeah, let's see.
A miracle. But up until now, it still remains in my blood.
Yeah, he's about to
cry. Keep your purity.
He's about to cry.
And don't follow that old Mario way. And
that old Mario way.
Get caught up in all that stuff. So before the Lord, I used to go around, and I lost count after 55. I just slept with as many women as I could. Me and my friends would brag. My buddy was up to 240. Like, we were basically male whores and thought it was cool to go and use women in this way.
And 1 month later, it was outed that he was doing it like crazy.
Getting a hold of me and taking me off the path that God would have for me.
Poor boy.
I've struggled with this a long time, and even in my walk with God, it's cracked up. And I'm tired of it, brothers and sisters.
I'm tired of all these women that me and my godly
now,
bros
now, what is a besetting sin?
Let's see if he does it again. Oh, yep. Hold on.
Is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. The price of Jesus.
I used to think these were crocodile tears. I used to think he made these tears up to get views, but he was actually crying because he knew he was lying through his teeth when he was saying this sermon. Because he had all these broads he was getting on the phone, sending his buddies dick pics to.
Well, he's putting himself into a self-induced form of psychosis right now, because he is gay, obviously. He's a gay man who has he's got gay lusts, but he's chosen one of the very few beliefs wherein it's terrible to be the thing that he already is. So he's putting himself in
this sort of... And so to counterbalance it, so he becomes the other terrible thing that is more accepted within his religion, whoring.
Exactly. So I'd cry too.
He becomes a womanizer because being a manonizer is worse than having sex with women in Christianity.
Yeah, like...
And he only has these gangbangs so he can look at his buddy's dick while he's having sex with this girl and pretend that it's his buddy's
dick.
Did
you hear the way he was bragging about his buddy's 240?
Yeah. Yeah.
God paid an amazing price to save me. He prayed it by the blood of his son. And all what this is explaining here is that we sin outside of our bodies. You know? If I steal, it's outside of my body. If I hurt someone, I murder someone, I do those things, they're outside. But this sin is inside of the body, and our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not trying to defile it anymore. I really don't want to. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. It reminds us, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom?
I mean, he had a channel with hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and he just gave it away to some dude that's a total piece of shit. Mario wasn't that bad. Mario was just confused.
Of God, do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality.
Mario was entertaining. Yeah. The new fucking guy, he's just a generic ass Christian.
Yeah, he's boring as fuck.
Nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindles will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you.
All right, so up against Mario tonight, we have none other than...
That awkward moment when you're used to waking up to a wet pillow because you cry yourself to sleep every night, but forget
crying your crying versus crying match.
On overnight one time, and the pillow is dry when you wake up, so you freak out thinking that there's something wrong with your lacrimal glands. Salutations, valuable viewers. So I was googling emo girls today because I wanted to remind myself what a pathetic girlfriendless loser I am and wallow in self-pity.
By googling emo chicks. That's because you wanted to fap, dude.
I was ordering them to insult my small penis.
Holy shit.
I was on Fiverr today paying women to tell me what a great man I am.
This man does not blink.
And I came across this quiz that is supposed to show you if you like emo girls.
Oh my god.
The site calls them chicks.
We've seen this one, right?
Take this emo girl quiz.
Quiz.
Not Johnny Bravo. So not Johnny Bravo. Girls. Do I like emo girls? I mean, what's there to like about them? Other than those big, gorgeous, eyeliner-shaped eyes glaring at you. Those perfect faces that no artist other than God could have created.
Oh my god.
This is so cringy, isn't it?
Is it just me or is he kind of handsome?
Those bright, beautiful smiles peeking from the delicate corners of their mouth. Hiding behind dark lipstick-covered lips, those enchanting hairstyles with mysterious bangs and luscious locks that sometimes challenge the world by expressing emotions in eye-catching and vivid colors. I mean, other than the fact that emo girls are some of the most beautiful, most delicate, most talented, most worthy of love girls in the world, what's there to like about them?
So uncomfortable.
So... did you pick someone for round one? Did you?
Oh, it sucks because I wanted Jordan Peterson to win, but I think...
Not Jordan Peterson, Jesse Lee
Oh,
Peterson.
Yeah, Jesse Lee Peterson. Yeah. One of those Petersons.
Yeah.
One of those JPs.
Norm Peterson.
Yeah, I wanted
Jordan Peterson
to win.
Jordan Peterson can be on the crazy people as well.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted Jesse Lee Peterson to win, but there's no way that Steven Anderson's video loses to that.
Yeah.
Because his video is just nuts.
The first one was ridiculous, but he didn't seem insane. The second guy seemed insane.
And Jesse Lee Peterson, shit. One of the Petersons. That Peterson can be crazy as fuck, too.
Okay.
I just feel like that particular one.
I didn't see
doesn't
more
stand
with him.
Up.
Just that time, he didn't.
Oh,
seem
he's
like
so
enough.
Crazy.
This guy, though, he's definitely the winner of round two.
Corpse Midge.
Yeah.
Well, he
you
is.
Think he's beaten Mario.
Yeah, this guy's nuts. In a very quiet way.
Okay, no, that's true.
Let's take a look and see where the voting is. So, okay, so
Steven Anderson's
man
got decisively.
He's dominating.
Yeah.
And then
Corpse Midge.
Yeah, of course.
I don't even want to watch more of the corpse midget video.
Let's just watch 23 more seconds.
Like emo girls. Oh, goodness me. I really want to know this. Oh, come on. I'm pretty sure I've seen KSI taking a quiz in which he was asked if he likes fried chicken. So, you know. Why not?
That's racist.
These quizzes. What is my age? None of your fucking business. That-
Yeah,
I knew it was over 60.
That's disputed, too. There's things that suggest that he's given out false ages before.
Yeah.
That's what my age is. Emo is not a phase. It's not a phase. It's not a phase, okay? What is my gender? Well, now this is a genuine question, because with emos, you can never...
No one's gonna point out the clear Hitler mannerisms that he was doing there.
Male. What type of school do I go to, or what are the people I work with like?
This is the worst question here.
Is this even relevant?
Christian?
I mean, yeah, I guess we could
are you preppy, ghetto, geeky, potter, multiple personality school, or Christian?
Alright, I'm done.
What school is multiple personalities?
What type of school do you go to?
Pothead,
I go to the multiple
geeky,
personalities school.
Ghetto. What a dumb quiz.
The people I work with are pothead people. This is easily the worst quiz.
A school of only ghetto people, of only geeky people, of only potheads, of only Christians with no H, or multiple personalities.
Christian. You know what? It's actually spelled the way Billy says it.
Christian.
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 What are your friends like? Preps? Emos? Gangsters? Geeks? Skaters? Don't have
this
any.
This is a quiz that a girl in...
A 13-year-old
like
girl.
Yeah, like
made.
The 7th grade would
yeah.
take.
Yeah.
Who doesn't smoke weed or have a boyfriend?
Are you calling this 53-year-old man strange?
It's not a phase!
It was a Hitler thing. It was totally.
Corpse Hitler?
Yeah.
I've seen people Photoshop him as Hitler
yeah.
before.
That was that thing. Hitler used to do that all the time. I've heard.
Fucking corpse, Midge. You sicko.
Please help us reach our goal. Okay, if you're watching right now and you have not liked the stream, please help us get closer to our goal of... we said 500 likes. We're like halfway there right now. And then also... help us meet our goal so that we can do a bonus show a week from today.
If we hit our goal, our bonus show will be episode 555.
Yeah.
If not, it'll be the Tuesday afterwards. So it's close.
No cigar. Let's check the voting one more time before we move on to something else.
Corpsey's got a 100%
a solid
lead.
It's a solid lead. And then... wow.
Steven Anderson. Amazing.
Amazing. I like to see those two, like, battle to the death.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yo, safely!
Let's go find the skater, put a bullet in this fucking head.
How do you like me now?
I'm the only critic with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is vinegar.
Bleh.
Bleh.
What was that at the end, Billy? What did he say?
You hear that hard R?
I think he said neighbor.
I think was that
sure,
it?
Pretty sure the neighbor word came out. I'm not sure.
DJ Kushdala. Blah, blah, it's your boy Little Iblis.
Damn. So he's sampling Usher, apparently?
Apparently.
Yeah.
I just confess that I'm the most blessed, and ho, you better get dressed, cause you got a dress to him.
So, Joe, if you had to compare this guy's skills to Billy's skills, like, where would you put them?
Well, in terms of flow, this guy's smoother.
Okay.
lyrical mastery, this guy.
Okay, okay.
Looks, this guy. If we're talking about raw talent, just like something God-given, then
yeah.
Of course, you know, this guy. And then if we're talking about fuckability.
Production.
production values.
Whoa.
Yeah, production is awesome.
I be making a splash in that cash, cause it's blessed, no? I just made a whole lot of cash, and I just bought a yacht. Jeez, I made a jump shot. All this blessed shit got me saying, blessed, no, blessed, no. Bless no, bless no, bless no, bless no, bless no.
Aw, damn.
Bless no.
They got beachfront property,
bless
man.
Bless no, bless no.
They're riding high.
Bless no, 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 bless no. I be counting dough everywhere I go.
Oh.
It's not bad.
What hit you? I saw you physically react right there, Billy. What was that all about?
I just...
The delivery, though. It's not bad.
Bless no. Bless, bless no. 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 You like that?
No. I don't like that.
You want to join in with us?
Bless no. Bless,
bless no.
Bless no.
Bless no.
Bless no.
Bless no.
Bless no.
No.
Jeez, I be making it snow cash, cause I be in the north, and if you're my opponent, come forth so I can end you. My music is gonna be making trends. Watch out, I'ma extend my extendo. Bitch, I be making tracks that be making the fire alarm go off.
My t-shirt?
My music be above the bars, cause without good bars, you won't get...
Oh, there's another guy! Wow, he's even better than the last guy, right?
It's DJ Dog Paddle on the fucking ones and twos.
I just made a whole lot of cash, and I just bought a yacht. Jeez, I made a jump shot. All this blessed shit got me saying, bless no, 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 bless no. Bless no, bless no. Man, each day's a blessing, cause you be still.
Damn, another verse, man.
Man.
Can you believe it?
You've never written a four-verse song.
Right.
Ever. All your songs are at most three verses.
You don't live on the beach.
You don't live on the beach.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Do you notice that you've never written a hook as engaging or repetitive as Bless No? This is for our generation. Like, you write this stuff in the clouds, all this intellectual stuff. We need something that we can dance to. You've never made a song I can dance to. I tried. Doesn't work. Try dancing to Seattle Love Story.
They could play this at a strip club, too.
They could easily play this at a strip club, and everybody would get moist.
There'd be asses shaking everywhere.
Asses.
I've performed at strip clubs, okay?
This song?
Not this fucking song.
Oh, okay.
This song is dog shit. You guys are fucking assholes.
Living, that's why on Thanksgiving I be thanking the Lord for these blessings.
That's why on Thanksgiving I be thanking the Lord.
Every day. Hey,
fuck you.
You gotta realize those other blessings that you have, like your family, your friends,
like your
girlfriend,
family.
And it's got a fucking moral.
And you need
you hear
to
that?
Know that
it's
these
got a lesson.
Blessings ain't gonna last forever, cause you never know when they're gonna be gone. That's why don't take them for granted, cause they are blessing.
He's got one of those merry-go-round things.
Mm-hmm.
Just made a whole lot of cash.
You got one of those,
and
Billy?
I just bought a
I don't have
yacht.
One of those.
Jeez, I made a jump shot. All this blessed shit got me
those
saying,
look like shekels.
Bless no, bless no.
Is it?
It those look
were
like
those shekels?
Those were shekels in that.
Is he on
are there,
the,
are there
oh,
a lot of
no.
beaches in Israel
is
that look
the,
like those?
Yeah, well, of course, the Mediterranean.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. This guy's
bless
Israeli.
No, bless no, bless no, bless no, bless no.
That's why Joe likes it so much.
No wonder. It was
bless
so
no,
good.
Bless no, bless no, bless no.
Did you hear what he said about family,
no,
though?
Bless no, bless no.
All right. So here's another one.
What?
If your life sucks and you're feeling down, you need to eat a banana right now. Oh, my banana's here. It's an edible fruit. Botanically, a berry might make you too. Banana. Banana, nana, nana. Sing it!
This is one of Onision's characters.
That's Onision in a fat suit.
I'm a banana.
This guy really just make a fucking banana song and reference his butthole in like the first line?
Yep.
Is that Ray Comfort?
Oh, when they're on sale, I like to buy a bunch. I skip the double burgers and I eat them for lunch. Bananas, banana, nana, nana. Sing it.
Sing it.
It's my sick rap, my yellow peel flap. It's a yellow...
His yellow peel flap?
His yellow peel flap, yeah.
Thing. And it's just weird. To make you sing, it's a bunch, a hunch,
this is Don
a soft,
West
squishy
from
bunch in the fruit aisle. And they're never out of style. They're a cream pie.
What?
A cream pie?
Yeah, man.
did this gentleman... Is this the guy that voiced the fucking evil cat in Rescue Rangers?
Banana split with a cherry on top. Let's get the place lit. They're yellow and they're mellow and they're squishy like jello. They grow and they glow and they never need to know. I'm gonna eat them from the fruit bowl that they're lying in right now. Delicious banana. Goodbye, my little friend.
This is fucking weird.
Sing it with me, banana. Banana, 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 banana. So if your life sucks and your armpits stink, you like to peel bananas from the kitchen sink. Get some more bananas and eat them.
You like this?
No.
Which one's better, this one or the last one?
Oh God, this one.
I'd say it's a tie.
It's a tie.
For awesome. I never got rap till this minute.
What do we need to do to hit the goal? I seriously, I will zap myself, but I'm not feeling good enough to get like randomly zapped.
How can she zap?
So I don't know if I can do that. I'll zap myself to help get closer to the goal.
Okay.
But I'm not feeling that.
I already gave you 100.
Oh, no, yeah.
Have Joe take his shirt off at the goal. There you go.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Okay. Yeah, Joe will take his shirt off at the goal.
I'll donate then, 73.
And then we'll
zap
the shit out of him.
Oh.
Stick a banana into Joe?
Oh, that'll kind of hurt.
We'll make Joe a banana split. Joe deep
throats
right,
a banana. How much should, is that, Joe?
Will Joe eat the Mad Dog?
What's the Mad Dog?
Oh, the hot sauce.
The super fucking hot
I'll
sauce.
I'll only do it with my shirt off while being shocked.
So if we meet the goal, you'll take your shirt off,
mm-hmm.
get shocked.
Mm-hmm. And eat a hot sauce?
And eat the hot sauce all at the same time.
While an intellectual Joe.
Oh my God.
Okay. I mean, that's worth it. I think that's pretty good. So everyone, even if you only have a buck, everyone work together.
It's gotta be $2, right?
What?
It's $2.
Yeah, it's a $2 minimum. And I'll put Joe on full screen.
Eat
and
the
everything.
Hot sauce from Billy's belly button? You know how
oh
much
God,
it would hurt
no,
to have the hot sauce
to be,
in my belly button?
The goal has to be higher for that.
What about your butthole? I'll do it for free.
I'll do it for free.
Remember that one time? You sat on my face bare-ass for 57 seconds.
Yeah.
And we got nothing out of it.
We were supposed to get $1,000.
Yeah.
It was so we can get across Nevada state lines. We needed that gas money.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Intellectual Joe getting zacked while chugging Mad Dog. People please donate. I don't think he's going to chug it, Egghead, but he'll... I did a shot of it, but that wrecked me. It put me out. The show had to end.
Excuse me, there were some big booty bitches there.
Yeah.
Big booty bitches, big, big booty bitches. Big booty bitches, big, big booty bitches. Big booty bitches, big, big booty bitches.
We should all be able to give $2 for the show, come to Minnesota. Yeah, I've only ever really driven through Minnesota before. Man, Minnesota's far away now. When I lived in Ohio, that was way closer.
Minnesota.
Big booty bitches, big booty bitches.
This is easily the best song we've played so far.
I love it.
How can she slap?
How can she slap?
Someone sent this in for cringe rap. Peasant.
I know, right?
This is fucking awesome.
It's really good.
Yeah, look at it keep going.
Long live big
booty
bitches.
Swag to $2. Thanks, Swag.
Yes. Big, big booty bitches. Big booty bitches. Big, big booty bitches. Big booty bitches. Big, big booty bitches. Big booty bitches. Big, big booty bitches.
Billy has to cuff Joe's balls when he does the shot.
He can squeeze
him. Why are you at it? Are you giving him are you checking him for a hernia?
Cup Joey's balls while Joey does
my balls. Oh yeah, Joey, shut me while you cup my balls. Oh,
big ball cupping, big, big ball cupping.
I like that. 300 pounds.
I'll go get the Mad Dog really quick.
Big booty bitches, big, big booty bitches. Bitches got any corpse bitches. We want big booty bitches out of money corpse bitches. Balls, cut my balls, cut my balls, cut my balls. Doing my part. Big booty bitches, big, big booty bitches.
We need nipple clamps.
Yes.
That'll really top it off.
Succulent.
Big just booty doing my bitches.
I mean, if you're doing that, might as well bring like a car battery.
You grab to your nipples.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh my god.
We need you around more often.
Yeah, if you're going to get tased, might as well get tased properly.
Call it a toonie here, Spirit Flame with the toonie.
Congratulations on your vanity.
The manity, vanity, humanity, Hannity, and Combs. Ooh. That was an invigorating rendition of Big Booty Bitches. I sent a hi, Billy, and you didn't play it. You also missed Artriches.
Ooh.
Spec with a $14 and some odd change.
They're all just rolling in right now.
Rolling out.
Rolling, rolling, rolling,
rolling. Twin Glock 40s. Cock back.
So are they saying I missed some or what?
Yeah, you missed Artriches and you missed Specs. They did hi, Billies. They did hi, Billies earlier.
Oh, that they sent in?
Yeah.
High-rise with a $2.
Where were they? I don't know where they were.
For those of you that donate to the Streamlabs, it will count towards the goal.
I have it right here, by the way. I have the Mad Dog 357.
Oh, my God.
It has a bullet on it.
Jesus. Can we bite down on that while I'm having it?
We are over 76% of the way.
Yeah, everyone's really coming through, just giving little bits. You know, that's all it really takes throughout the whole week.
It takes a community.
Give like $2.
And if we make the goal tonight, that means episode 555, which is going to be a spectacular bonus episode, will be next Saturday.
Joe Suffer!
Make him suffer with a 356 donation.
It's
going to
be kind of bad.
It's going to be bad, yeah.
That 357, have you had it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Is it harsh?
Don't do too much of it because I vomited. Hi, do the thing. The Kekromancer with the 911. Joe going 911 mode to talk about harsh hot sauce. Intelligent Joe's coming through.
Oh, go ahead, Joe. Naughty Priest for 200. Mr. Naughty Priest back with a vengeance. Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Naughty Priest.
On the super chat.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't count towards the goal, does it?
No, but I still appreciate it.
Blessed.
Thank you so much.
Big booty. I will destroy you, Billy, one cringe rap at a time. You better not.
Shove a fucking tree bark up your mama ass.
Shove a tree bark up your mama ass.
I hope you like my video, but if you don't...
This is good.
Oh my god, check out this video.
LaFear, bitch. Who the f*** is this LaFear?
This is LaFear, aka Dirty Black. Yo. Yo.
Damn, baby. Maybe she the girl at the corner store, acting shy, but on the low. She after hours and after hours.
This is so fucking bad.
You don't like this?
I love it.
Houses of smoke is a house of smoke.
Houses of smoke.
Houses of smoke. All kind of dudes.
Oh, man.
Throwing up money. You think she...
How come you only dislike the white cringe rappers?
I haven't got into disliking this yet. It started out good when he's like, your ass is a tree bark or whatever. I'm gonna fill your ass full of tree bark.
Look how fucking red this dude's eyes are.
Yeah.
Damn, baby.
Look at that.
Yeah, they just smoked crack and took advantage of this woman.
How do you know she's not a man? Man.
Is that woman pregnant? I can't tell.
No, I think there's a
her
bullet
fucking gut sticks up more than her ass.
Yeah.
Then she gotta get up early.
She's twerking with her stomach.
So bad.
I've been shot 47 times.
Before she go to school.
That is fun.
Baby like to get it in one.
Ah! Baby like to get it in one.
What the fuck is that in his shoulder? You see that shit?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is.
That might be a keloid.
It's like he got a fucking implant in
there. I don't think it's a keloid. He may have something.
He's just, oh my god.
Oh, this girl has got it going on.
She's somebody's...
Oh my god, dude.
You know she's somebody's father.
Holy bro.
This is probably the worst one we've ever watched.
The worst?
I kind of like it.
Here's the thing, right? Like, it's not as bad as cheesecake.
Oh, dude, this is
not
way
as bad.
Worse
That's true.
Than cheesecake.
It's not as bad as cheesecake. It's not as bad as the science teacher rap.
Right. Right.
This is pretty bad.
But you're always more partial to black people.
Yeah.
You know why?
White guilt.
Yeah.
Because they're just
white
better.
Guilt.
Oh, well, now it makes sense.
Dude, I thought black woman was supposed to have ass. How she have like a small, like she got no ass.
I like how he filmed at the convenience store. This girl's over here getting ice cream. And
he
shit.
Asked the cashier to stand in. That's who she is.
Yeah. I like how the background's got the Mad Dog 2020 in it.
And some Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
All day long. Oh no, y'all gotta know.
This camera effect makes her look like she might be a dwarf.
All on the floor.
This is a 50 Cent.
He's got like vocal fry while he's rapping.
Yeah. This is 50 Cent worth of
Billy
food stamps.
Billy is a racist, gave us $2. Specific studies have proven that Billy the Fridge is in fact not a sweet boy.
No, that's not true. I am a sweet boy.
I've always suspected.
I am a sweet boy.
Well, I told you all in Vegas the joke that Billy told me, the most racist joke I ever heard.
No, you didn't. Stop it.
I'm not going to repeat it because
thank
the
you.
Language.
I'm going to remind anyone that wasn't here when Joe decided to do this. For those of you who hate Joe and want to see him suffer, there's Mad Dog 357. Joe's going to take a taste of this if we hit the goal. What else is he's getting zapped and he's taking his shirt off.
Well, we'll never get to the goal that way because everybody loves me and I love them.
It's true.
You see?
It's true. We just want to see Joe.
Is unless it that you think, simple?
We just want to see
unless
Joe
you think
commit
broke assholes like the Scarlet Empress have money. That's like the only person who hates me. That and John Vinicky.
Don't send love. Sent love to Joe, though.
First time donating. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joey, much love.
You see?
We're over three quarters of the way there. Well, we're so
close.
We're
not going to get there for hate. Only in love.
If you want to see Joe commit...
Okay, love.
If you want to see Joe commit a tremendous act of strength...
And endurance.
Really? And endurance.
Really?
Then you'll want to...
Everyone's so happy
tonight.
Mr. Naughty Priest came back, too. Yeah, it was,
he's awesome.
He was here earlier, and then he just came through and dropped the love. Where is the
Everyone
love?
Wants Mr. Where Naughty Priest to put his dick on Pornhub.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
You really think I'm strong, Billy?
You're very strong, Joey.
Do you think I can do it?
I think you can do it.
All day long. Shake, baby. Get butt naked, baby.
Thanks, Billy.
Faith in!
Oh, you're helping. That is help. That is absolute help right there. Thank you.
Thank you, Faith in. I'm doing it for you. For strength.
Shake, baby. Get butt naked, baby.
Is she eating a fucking churro?
Where the hell is I'm Baitin'? Because this is like his dream come true.
Me and I'm Baitin' actually smooth things over.
Yeah.
Joe, I think you'd still want to watch
what, it. Ardrich from the Night Eleven says, what animal would Joe be as a furry?
A weasel.
I'm throwing five more in a shout out. Mr. Naughty Priest, he has to be the coolest person in person. Agreed.
What would you pick? What would your fursona be?
An otter.
Again, that's mine, motherfucker.
Billy, you are a sweet boy. Hashtag Team Billy.
I'm a sweet boy.
Thanks.
Thank you, Josh Newpoint-O.
Josh Newpoint.
He wants to fuck you.
Thanks, man.
Sweet boy.
Exclusive. If you get us the rest of the way to the goal, you can fight me anywhere, anytime.
Ooh.
Wow.
Anytime.
Buy C-Chair 10.
C-Chair 10? What is that?
Buy C-Chair 10. I don't know, but 9/11 mode keeps coming on. We need intellectual Joe to tell us what animal he would be.
Yeah.
What would your fursona be, intellectual Joe?
Well, I would say because of my... larynx muscles. The obvious choice would, of course, be the aardvark.
What about the armadillo?
The aardvark. I think Joe would
the
make
Australian echidna.
Joe would make a really good owl, but only if the owl's neck was extended. You know how owls do that neck extension?
Yeah.
Because owls are smart.
They're wise.
And they're wise.
They're wise.
And they're fly.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat the little mice.
Dig deep
and
for the
them
sweet
out.
Boys.
Dig deep.
Dig deep.
Sir Robert, thank you. You know, we're actually inching our way to this goal tonight, which is awesome because that gets us to 555 on a Saturday.
Thanks for tagging me, Spec.
Club going up on a Saturday. It's pretty. Who's a tall Fajo? I don't know.
Fajer?
Joe's a honey badger.
Who's a
or
tall
a skunk?
He's trying to bait me into saying that. Oof. That I'm a tall faggot.
JF would be a skunk. He'd be Pepe right Le Pew. It didn't pop up in my last, so I'm making another LMAO. I hope you're feeling better, Belly.
Sorry that if
Thank
that
you,
didn't.
Thank you, Faith.
Let me see.
I am feeling better. I've had one hellacious week.
I see Faith Ann trying to help, and then the one after that I saw is the one that she just sent. I don't know what happened there. Oh, man.
Joe's only 6'3".
Yeah.
I know, because I'm tall.
You drive me crazy.
Look at this pool.
See you doing that split. Oh, yeah. Do it like that.
Oh, my God. Like what is he that. Doing?
Wheelbarrow. Only I will fuck Joe. I will show him the power of the revolution with this jerk. Thank you, Fidel Castro.
Thanks, Fidel.
Yeah. El Presidente.
Baby, like other positions.
Other
like
positions.
Giving more than taking. Man.
I just want to see you suffer.
Oh!
More money.
Oh!
Also, my God.
He's a bitch.
So we're like.
Not a sweet boy.
Less than $10
literally,
away.
Literally $8.
I thought we were good, Antonovich. What was this?
I did my part.
The now, whole point. We
watching,
talked about this before the show began.
Oh,
we
yeah,
were
it's
get
definitely
close.
Happening now. I mean, there's no
my
way.
My favorite
no way.
Peasant, no. $2 donation drive. Antonovich is the big guy.
Antonovich
is my
the
favorite peasant.
MVP.
And when you said I wasn't a sweet boy, Antonovich, I don't mind.
When you said I
because
wasn't
I know
sweet boy.
You don't like the sweet boy meme. And if I wasn't a sweet boy, I would get mad at you for not liking it. But since I'm a sweet boy, it's okay. You don't have to like it.
Damn. We're like
657. Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, we're about $6 and what, 67 cents away from Joe getting ruined.
I have to pee. I'm going to pee.
Joe's going to run away.
I don't want to do it on the couch.
This is the last show of this month, and it's looking like Sound Rogue.
Fuck Joe thrice.
Whoa.
Oh, there it is.
Josh New Point.
It just came through.
Put us up above the goal. We
Sound
it,
Rogue
baby.
Gave us the most donations this month so far. It was only six of them, too, so they must have all been really big ones. The last one was back on the 19th. It might have all been on one show.
That was the one where we took our shirts off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was all on one show.
You're the real
mostly,
MVP.
I think.
Yeah, they were big donations.
Fuck yeah. I'm the real MVP.
You are the MVP.
I bribed my way onto the show, and then I gave you guys $200 extra. You're welcome.
Seriously, seriously, like, you've been there for us multiple times over the last year or plus. You know, like, I appreciate you, seriously.
Yes.
I like talking with you. You're a funny guy. So whether or not you were doing the show, I'm glad to have you here to bullshit with us. It's
no,
like
legit though. I do find the sweet boy meme kind of annoying, but well, yeah, I do fucking enjoy like talking to you. You're a cool guy.
I remember when
if you ever in New York, fuck yeah, I would hang out with you. I would love to hang out with you.
Yeah, I'm planning on going out there. I legitimately got a little Russian girl out there that I'm trying to marry before Joe gets her and takes her from me, because Joe's a sneaky boy. I don't trust Joe behind me. I don't know why. What are you doing back there, Joe?
So we made the goal, Joe.
Oh.
So
shirts off party.
We were kidding though, right?
It was all a joke, right?
Give me 1 second here.
Here's what I'm gonna do, because we made the promise earlier that we would shock ourselves. I'm gonna put the two necklaces on and let you guys shock me too. Here's some money, so I have something to listen to next weekend during work. Also, fun fact, Pornhub won't work on the Brave Browser's mobile app because they want you to watch. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Because they want you to watch
the Pornhub intro.
Let's see.
I don't know.
They want you to watch them ads.
Them ads. I'm gonna put these collars on myself real quick.
Oh my god, dude!
I got Pornhub Premium. I got no ads. I got the good shit.
I forgot. I gotta do this. So, are you going to zap yourself before Joe's grand finale?
No, you're both going to zap me.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Dude, this is...
It produces some long-term damage, I've found. I just start randomly twitching. I can't taste anything. I keep biting my jaw by accident. Ever since this happened. Some high stakes.
Trump stakes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
So we do it simultaneously?
Here.
It's on 100.
Oh my
god. You gotta make sure
why
the lightning
is it on 100? You want it half that?
So there's the lightning bolt. You gotta make sure.
Make sure it's lightning bolt.
And then also, you press the button with the letter Y on it.
Okay.
To do it.
Do you hold it or do you just?
Holding it. The longer you hold it, the longer it zaps.
Oh no!
Wait, okay. Hold up. We can't see Joe. We gotta see Joe.
Oh, you gotta have everybody on the screen.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because you're all
Okay. Here we go.
This is really bad because it's the anticipation that kills you.
Yeah.
When you're in this position.
How do you want to do this?
Only one shock each.
All right.
I'm just going to do it for a second.
Okay.
Like
second. Yeah. 100's too much, dude. It hurts.
Do it
like
longer.
Hell.
It is
do it longer.
Ben held it down when he had me doing it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I haven't done it yet.
I know. You give me that one, Ben. me that one.
No, don't do it.
Okay, Joe, you go. You're just doing it the same time he did it.
Whoops. Yeah.
I missed my cue. Hold on. I'm not going to hold it down. I'm just going to do a quick little baby press. All right? Because I love you.
Love you.
Can I kiss you while we're doing it?
Yes.
All right. One.
Oh,
two,
God.
Three.
Oh, fuck. All right, so now Joe's... I guess Joe has to do the whole thing.
What?
So...
Oh, I'm not doing that. I was kidding. It was a joke. Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Joey.
No, I'll do it.
Joey.
Oh, shit, that's the
oh,
wrong
what's
one.
Up, side cam?
Hold on, that's the wrong one.
That's a good
ham
view.
Ham cam slam.
That's for when we're playing games when we're standing up.
Ooh.
Jesus, my heart's pounding for you, Billy.
I don't know which one.
I'm not doing it on this. I'll do it on the couch, I think, right? Because there's more room to...
True, we should get him on the...
Don't spit any hot sauce on, yeah, the, that... on the couch or anything like that.
Right, but it's... Yeah, it'd be better if I...
If you want to do it that way.
Okay. Do you have a towel?
You always make a fucking mess.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to be prepared.
Be prepared.
You don't want to spit it out anyway. You want to swallow all of it.
Should I go get a towel out of the restroom?
Yeah, you can get like tissues or something. Yeah. I'm going to pour it on a spoon so you don't have to put it on your finger or anything. Because if you touch your eye with this shit,
yeah,
it's really bad.
Okay. Oh, God. And,
make it a small amount.
One of you's got to cut my balls for this so I can get distracted.
You have something to drink? Because this is going to be brutal.
Not necessary.
It's not necessary?
No, no, I got water.
I'll bring myself back up on screen while we're arranging this here. I got, I'll tip it a little bit. It's like this much.
This is gonna be good. You're welcome, everyone. I made this shit happen. I donated the most. Thank
yeah, you
me,
did. You did.
The fucking Russian.
Yes.
That fucking ugly ass Russian scrub.
Sorry, Billy fucked it up.
I made Joe suffer. Way. He can't hear any of this.
No, he can't.
So, there was no towels there. I'm just going to give Joe this line of toilet paper. I don't know what the fuck that's
going to
do.
He just has to, like... I mean, shit's better going on the floor than anywhere else anyway. It would almost be better if you, like, sat in Billy's seat or something. Or just sat in the other seat. I mean, the couch doesn't really have a good camera on it. No.
I got the long underwear.
No, no, I don't want you to do that. Fuck you. Leave your pants on. He might as well just go back. Like, I'm going to get a better shot of him sitting in the chair. All right. Here we go. All right. So here's that. Well, he has to put the shock collar on too, right?
This entire fucking thing of hot sauce.
He can do as much as he wants.
Don't do all the hot sauce, by the way, Joe.
Dude, I did a whole shot of it.
Did he really?
Yeah.
A whole shot, yeah. But don't do all that. I need a microphone. Yeah, you need to put a Goober Doo on.
Oh, yes. I need my glasses, too.
Oh, yeah. Intellectual Joe glasses. You got the collar? Who's got the collar?
Trying to find which one is right.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. You're gonna shock yourself to figure it out?
I have it on the vibrate mode.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is the one.
Okay. Right. Whoa, dude, what the fuck?
And I'll strike.
Why is it taking so long to orchestrate this shit? So he should probably get zapped after he eats the hot sauce. You gotta make sure both contacts are touching him. Yeah. Here's this. Don't spill it. Oh my god, dude. This is gonna be so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably pretty good. He doesn't have Onision to put it on like it's a necklace.
You know, that's. I'll do one more thing. Let me do this right for you.
Don't put it on my Adam's apple.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad. This is taking so long.
The terror is in the anticipation.
I know, I know.
Apple.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want, here?
Sure.
On the side of the neck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not yet.
I'll do it after you take the hot sauce?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. After the hot sauce. So hot sauce first. Give him a little bit of time because I want to get his reaction to the hot sauce.
Okay.
And then I'll give the order to Zap.
Normally when it comes to matters of masochism, I tend to look at it with a degree of disdain, but this purpose, due to the gracious donations of our guests and due to the fraternity we've developed here amongst ourselves, I think.
Oh god. How is it so far? You didn't zap him yet, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I pushed the
pin into
his neck, I hit it.
No.
I just want to thank everybody for being my friends. Sometimes I cry, but it's oh!
My bad.
But sometimes it's the sauce. Oh shit! It's the sauce.
No, he's had enough.
We're gonna need
clean up.
Yeah, let me get this off of you so I'm not tempted to show.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. He's had enough. You all right? You want some milk?
I'm allergic.
He is allergic. Yeah.
Oh no. Oh my god. That was so fucked up. I'm so glad there's no carpet in here. Oh, man. Wow, guys. That was fucking crazy.
I did not expect a puke, though. That here, was like a bonus.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get some cleaning supplies.
Clean up. Oh, baby boy.
So that was a great ending to this bonus show. Joe getting shot, fucking torturing himself with hot sauce, and then puking. That was an awesome show.
I'm such a shithead. I shocked him a second time. I shocked him a fucking second time. I'm such a shithead.
I'm the worst.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
I'm the worst. I was going to do it a third time, too, but he had vomited. I was like, man, if I shock him while he's vomiting. I didn't do that. Poor Joey. He puked. You puked, Joey boy.
Here.
Is that all the paper towels?
No, I can get
more. Yeah, we're probably going to need more. There's a lot of puke. Joey boy. You got...
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad, huh?
You didn't hold my hair while I was puking.
I should have held your hair while you were puking. There was way too much hot sauce there. Like, I didn't think you would take it all because I said don't take it all. Ben's kind of a psycho for giving you it wasn't even like a teaspoon or a tablespoon. It was like maybe a third of a teaspoon, but that's still like it was probably like 10 times what you should put on something. And just what you put on something is super hot. Oh, poor baby. He's still puking. Show us the puke. Okay.
Eat that. Holy fucking shit.
I'm gluten intolerant.
God damn, that's a lot of fucking puke. Holy shit.
Joe is gluten intolerant as well.
Wasn't so bad.
Oh my god. Holy shit. Yeah, we need like all kinds of paper towels down on that, so just soak all that shit up. It's very liquidy puke all over the floor. So how's it feel? Because what happened to me was it all got trapped in my stomach, and I felt like a giant flaming bubble of gas ready to burst.
It's in my nose.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's like getting pepper sprayed almost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did it twice. The second time I puked.
Yep.
The first time I suffered, but the second time I puked.
Anton, bitch, you're still a fucking bitch. I'll fucking kill you.
Oh, my God.
Come on! I spit out hot pieces of shit like you for breakfast!
Are we gonna have a short
Come on, Antonovic! An exclusive too! And the Empress in the chat, and John Vakicki, the only four haters I've counted so far today! 4-on-1 handicap match, and I'll do it with hot sauce in my mouth!
I'll take Joe on. I know he's got no headphones on. I'll take him on. Drinking contest, hot sauce contest, he's on.
Where'd my glasses go?
They're over here. You need them?
So what did we learn here today?
Yeah, what did we learn?
You learn that just because one has a fantastically high IQ doesn't mean they're not retarded. Look at my lips.
Oh, yeah.
They're so succulent.
Yeah. That's, yeah. That's one benefit of the hot sauce. It puffs you up like fucking Lisa Rinna.
Who wants to fuck?
Literally everybody. Any heterosexual man that watches this show wants to fuck you right now. You just went... Oh. You went to alpha dad mode.
Give you a bag to spit in.
I missed...
Oh man,
Joey, every person right now thinks you're the sexiest motherfucker ever.
Almost makes it worth it.
The way you the way you projectile vomited everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's gonna end up on Pornhub.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
You really liked it?
Yeah. I didn't think... I don't understand why people puke from this. It didn't make me puke. It burned the fuck out of my face.
You have an amazing gag reflex, though. I've never seen you puke for real.
I've seen Ben puke.
I have puked.
I've seen him puke.
I have definitely puked.
You remember when me and Jeff were trying to make you puke? And we just kept jamming our hands down. Nothing did it.
Down your throat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Holliday and Joe took turns jamming their hands down Ben's throat to make him puke.
In Vegas, yeah.
And Ben didn't puke.
He didn't puke. And he didn't even bite down. It's a remarkable gag reflex.
Yep.
So icky. That's, Joe, you went Super Saiyan there. You had your shirt off?
Yeah.
You fucking cut a sick wrestling promo?
Yeah. Sometimes I cry.
Sometimes I cry. You vomited all over the place?
But at least we had fun together.
Yeah.
Are you having fun right now?
A blast.
Yeah, the $100 dono gift should be Joe puking if we got a good visual of Joe's puke.
Yeah, someone make that into a GIF and send it to me.
Make it so the GIF looks like dollar signs puking out of his mouth. I love how Joe's allergic to gluten, but he's just eating this bun because that's the only thing that will save his life.
Right now, it's the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, it's better than dairy.
It's like when the spies eat cyanide capsules.
One night, I streamed in here drinking red wine and ended up just like spewing red wine all over the floor.
Oh.
But it was after I was done streaming, so nobody saw it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Would have hated to have seen you embarrassed.
One time on Battle Cam, I puked into... I drank a Das Boot full of beer. And when I got to the bottom of it, I puked back into the boot and filled the boot up like halfway. And the billionaire came on and gave me $250 to drink my puke.
Yep.
Oh.
He drank it straight.
Yeah, I chugged the whole fucking boot full of puke. That's nasty.
That is, yeah. Oh, man.
I remember your wine stream. It was not too long ago.
Harvey wine stream?
No, red wine. Red wine.
Red wine.
You were drinking red wine. We played games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we played trivia and Steeple Dome.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Episode 666 is going to be great.
Yep.
Oh, God.
We're going to summon a demon.
I'm just going to put it right in my asshole that time.
That's Mad Dog?
That's where the party's going to be, yeah.
A Mad Dog enema?
Yeah. Episode 1000 will just be a porn.
Yes.
With all of us.
Pornhub. We'll just fuck.
Yep, it'll be a Pornhub exclusive.
We'll just fuck the whole
thing. And we will just, it'll just be a massive orgy.
We're just going to keep taking it there.
I think episode 1000, Billy should legit be fisted by Joe.
Oh my God.
Not the kayfabe you guys did before, but not legit. With the asshole open with the whole fucking gape and everything. Make it proper.
We have to get a good guest for episode 1000 so it's not just the three of us having sex with ourselves.
So... what I'm going to do is I'm going to empty the garbage in this room and then we can get the puke like soaked up and all the pukey shit into a new garbage bag.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll just end the show, too, so we can take care of this. And then after that, we can do the post show.
How long has this show been?
Like 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow. Time flies when you're killing Joe.
Thanks, friend.
You guys still doing the post show after this?
Yeah, I think we'll do the post show. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah. Oh.
I think should we do it on Twitch for everybody?
Sure. Whatever.
Let me see. Because it's not normally planned that we do these on Twitch on Saturday. I just want to see if there's already a stream set up and it's like been put out everywhere.
Yeah. What's the alternative?
We do it privately for only the patrons.
Oh, okay.
If we do it on Twitch, the patrons get the video on demand, but everyone gets to watch it live. Who's available to watch it live?
Via Twitch. So those of you watching right now, if you do follow us on Twitch, if you're not already following us, you get benefits of voting in our polls in the Battle of the Crazies.
It's already set up to go like everywhere. Yeah, privately.
Yeah, okay, but you can still follow us on Twitch because we do after shows on Twitch fairly often.
Speck just pointed out that Joe can be shirtless on Twitch.
On Twitch.
That's only reserved for Twitch talk.
Yeah.
And he's not one of them.
Well, we already have the after show made for patrons, so.
Yeah, so we're going
to
do that.
We're
going
to stick to the patrons only. But for those of you that aren't patrons, we'll see you back Tuesday and then Thursday and then next Saturday, because of tonight's goal being met,
will be episode 555. And that means we're going to bring back the fucking wall game. And it's going to be pretty nuts. We're going to have some tricks and treats, including the sriracha weed. We're going to do we're gonna do a weed.
Not
just
as spicy
weed.
As Mad Dog.
Well, it's not as spicy as Mad Dog, but it's spicy weed.
Yeah.
It's weed sriracha tincture. So we're going to have do a weed back on the wall. And it's going to be a hot, flaming, fuck you up weed. So that'll be cute with the sriracha tinctures. And other parlor games. I might be able to get a copy of a Super Male Vitality. We've been looking about getting some Super Male Vitality to put on the wall. Become real fucking men.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Joe. Joe's the MVP of this fucking stream.
Antonovich.
And Antonovich.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Fuck yeah.
Our MVPs.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Peace out.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.